awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I have the flu!
Oh, he does. It's the worst.
I have the flu and I came to work anyway.
Yeah, you and Stever.
You can probably hear in my voice that I don't sound normal.
I don't know why.
How are you alive right now?
I don't know. I shouldn't have said why. I don't know how I'm not sick. Between you and Steve and everybody else on campus who is not on campus.
It's the whole campus, too. So many people here are not at work.
Immunities.
Immunities. You got immunities.
I do. I take my vitamins.
I feel a lot better today, though, so far. I've only been up for like an hour, but
you
got
a
lot better.
Now, remember, dear, don't overexert yourself. That's what Dawn said before we left the house.
She doesn't know me.
Don't overdo it.
She don't know about me.
You got to rest. You got to hang out. Not allowed to do too much.
I was like, you're right. Don't worry. I'm not going to go to CrossFit until 6 tonight.
Yeah,
yeah right. I don't know when I'm going to get to go back.
I know.
It's like super tough exertion, just normal.
Getting all flabby.
I think I'm like 70% right now.
Like, which means probably like 60.
Probably, because I'm definitely probably giving myself more.
Yeah.
But
it's because you feel great right now, but you're also medicated.
There's a lot of weird things going on with my ears. The
I'm
way that
you,
things
man.
Sound keep changing.
I think you got hit with the flu in New Mexico.
I think so.
Allergies at the same time.
I've never had to get a flu shot. I never get sick, ever.
Right.
So I get really upset when I get sick. Like, there's just few times. I think I got sick 1 or 2 years ago was the last time I got sick. And it was the flu, because I was out with Dawn on some Firefight shows.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we both got sick, and we went to the doctor, and they were like, oh, well, you've had the flu the past few days. And I was like, what? Because it just felt like a sinus infection.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, we can't give you any medicine because you're not contagious anymore, and you just got to ride it out. And I was like, you can't give me a shot? Because I'm usually like, just give me a shot.
Just do something.
But, yeah, that was the last time I got sick. I think that might have been last year. So maybe last year I did get the flu, but it was just real. It wasn't anything.
So now what you need to do is go with us when we get the flu shot.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Me and Jack, we made a commitment. We made a bond.
Boop. Yeah.
It was like, we're both going to go and we're both going to get the shot.
Man, good luck with that.
No, we're going to do it.
It's going to be hilarious.
We're going to face down our demons.
Yeah.
Because we got lots of them. We got lots of them.
Oh, man. Amazing. It is Tuesday. We got a big show today.
Big show.
We got a lot of guests.
A show of influenza epic proportions.
We're going to be talking about Spectrum and possibly have a guest from Spectrum on.
We shall see. We don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe he's got the flu.
It's up in the air. We also have another special guest coming in to talk about something rad going on. For a weekend. Disciple
maybe,
now.
Maybe he's got the flu.
Maybe. We'll find out. We also have New Music Tuesday, and it looks like local artists had the flu. I think what happens is, I'm telling you, people submit their music. We have a huge week of New Music Tuesday.
Yep.
And then people get scared because most of them get just slammed by our listeners who are just kind of mean.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we're going to talk about that today because last Tuesday, there's some kind of mean comments that...
We had some drama, y'all.
Ended up backfiring on the mean commenters. So.
We had drama.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. Uh-oh.
What's he saying?
At this. Oh, he says, see you guys soon.
There he is.
He's not sick.
There he is.
So, yeah. Thebes also says, I'm not sick because I didn't get the flu shot. He's one of them conspiracy theorists.
Ugh.
Everybody else around me got the flu shot. You didn't get the flu shot. And you still got sick.
Yeah, I did. But I really think part of it was the whole... Because this is a drastic change in climate for me.
Yeah.
Like, permanently.
Yep.
I pretty much grew up in the opposite type climate of this. So I think I had gotten totally, you know, I'm good back east.
If I close my eyes, you know who you sound like?
Does it feel like nothing's changed at all?
No.
When you close your eyes.
No.
What?
Matt Baird.
Really?
Yeah.
From Spoken?
Yeah. If I close my eyes, you sound like Matt Baird from Spoken.
This I promise you!
No, not when he sings, just his normal talky voice. You really do.
I sound like my nose is stuffed up.
Oh my gosh, you're Matt Baird from Spokane.
Does it sound good on the radio? Does it sound good? Can I still do Nick Cage? We're gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
Still pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as I got that, I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind you, there's some closures, there's some delays. They are updated regularly. We got these from KOB.
KOB!
Albuquerque Public Schools East Mountain. You guys are on a 2-hour delay. In fact, it looks like there are no closures so far. It's actually 2-hour delays, 2-hour delays, including Baca Community Schools, Bread Springs Day School, Capitan Municipal Schools, East Mountain High School. Gallup Head Start is closed, so I was wrong. There's one.
There's
Gallup Public Schools, 2-hour delay. Yeah. So as I said, we went to KOB.com. You can get updates regularly for that. Taos Municipal Schools, 2-hour delay. UNM Gallup, Zuni Campus, and regular campus, 2-hour delay.
Yeah, and if you want the right stuff, you need to go to NKOTB.com.
That's right! Okay, Rio Rancho Public Schools, also 2-hour delay. There you go. Static!
Hey, did I win?
You did. You won the internet.
You get the flu.
Yeah, boom.
I don't get the flu because I don't get the flu shot.
Ah, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Sir,
as well,
I didn't get the flu shot either.
I am definitely with Thebes on that. The 1 year I got the flu shot, I was deathly sick with the flu.
Wow.
What happened to me this year?
Yeah, he didn't get the flu shot.
I didn't get
this
flu shot.
He's
pretty sick. You know, my wife worked in the hospital for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And she says I'm a complete idiot. But.
But.
I will not get the flu shot.
All right.
I don't get the
flu. That's good.
I got the flu shot last year. I didn't get the flu. I was one of the few, and I kept walking around saying, I got the flu shot. I didn't get sick.
Well, I guess technically, if you get the flu shot, you definitely get the flu. You just get like a...
All right.
Did he hang up?
He hung up. Bill hung up.
Bill?
Come on, Bill!
Because you get a flu strain.
Right.
It's just dead.
The strain.
The strain.
Which, by the way, we got to talk.
We did.
You weren't here yesterday. We got to talk Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl.
We got to talk about movie trailers that we saw.
Movie trailer.
We got to talk about casting news.
We got to talk about this freaking awesome cough drop I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
That one?
It's because my throat hurts.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Mm. I like it. Oh, man. We got a good show for you today. I'm excited.
Yep.
Coming up. Birthdays, get your birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Right now, it's the latest from Waverly.
RIP.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. My mom is listening and judging whether or not I'm well enough to do this.
Really?
Yes, but she loves me anyway.
Mama Lot, what's up?
I love you too, Mama. I might sound sick, but let me just tell you I am.
Don wouldn't let him leave the house if he was feeling
That's
sick.
That's true. Think about that. Think about it! Canadian Justin Bieber is in more trouble with U.S. authorities. He keeps getting in trouble, and we just keep caring less and less.
Yeah.
Just... Everybody's going to quit caring about him in about 3 months.
Yep.
Nobody's going to remember him. Chicken wing colored nail polish exists. This doesn't seem as important when you have the flu.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. Iran says it's serious about a long-term nuclear deal. They're probably lying. Since I'm sick, I'm just going to say the real thing.
You're going to be cynical.
I'm going to be real, y'all. Hey, I'm about to be real.
I love it.
Hashtag real.
Yep. Sick.
Sick.
Hashtag real. Sick. Sick.
There's an underscore.
Yeah.
New research reveals that men and women have different nightmares. Quit doing research on stuff everybody already knows, idiots. Author J.K. Rowling now says that she married the wrong characters. She says that she is rethinking marrying Hermione and Ron. Do you
I'm
read
with
this?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm totally with her.
I see, but I like that Ron and Hermione got together because they always had that, like, you know, it was not awkward. It was just real reluctant.
Mitch talked about this yesterday, and I feel like, because she's like super fan, but she's also a super fan of Ron. And here's the deal.
Oh.
If Harry and Hermione had ended up together, Ron would have been alone. Blah, 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 blah.
That was her reasoning.
That was her reasoning. It was like,
but
and all been the third one out. So instead, Harry married Jenny, and everybody lived happily ever after.
But let's talk about it, because if this was a real life situation, if there were little tents that you could walk into, and they were actually like ballrooms or whatever, and you could ride broomsticks and play a game called Quidditch.
Yeah,
I think Hermione would have ended up with Harry.
Yep.
There's just no way around it.
There's no way around it.
It would have been hero worship from when they were kids.
Because everybody's always talking about how you want to marry your best friend. And Harry is Hermione's best friend.
And you know when it would have happened? It would have happened when... spoiler alert, I'm sick, I don't care anymore. It would have happened when Harry and Ron got in that super intense fight. And then it was Harry and Hermione on the run by themselves.
Yep.
Because it almost happened anyway.
Yep.
You know? That's when it would have happened.
Yeah.
She said in the interview that she did it because of wishful thinking.
Yeah, and because original structure of story, that's just was being a stickler and trying, but
nah.
I agree with her. She should have.
Come on, Rowling, give us some more books.
Yeah.
Opera singer Renee Fleming has received much praise from football fans over her rendition of the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Because it was classy and it was good.
Yes.
And it was somebody
that remembered all the words.
Yeah, and she could actually sing.
And I was like, America!
Speaking of actually singing, I'm disappointed in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I get it.
Ugh.
I understand, because you can't... I read a quote from one of the people, and there's no way you could get all that stuff queued up in time to make it sound good.
Yeah.
You'd have a... If... You know what? If they would have been plugged in, if everybody would have been plugged in, every live performance you ever see on that scale...
Yeah.
The first... minute to minute and a half of every song would sound horrible because the sound guy would be out there trying to figure everything out.
So, was Kiedis singing? Was Anthony Kiedis at least singing?
I think he was.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
I think he was singing.
Yeah.
And I think Bruno Mars was singing. Probably.
Bruno Mars was definitely singing.
Probably over some background tracks. Okay. Probably so. But you got to remember this too, before you go all off getting crazy, everybody. They play all the stuff on their background tracks, too.
Yeah.
So it's a recording of them playing, and they're basically pantomiming themselves.
Yeah, so for those who don't know what we're talking about, the Red Hot Chili Peppers yesterday, some photos came out. Their instruments weren't even plugged in.
Yeah.
So people were up in arms that...
And if that makes you think that they're not good players, like you don't think
Flea's
a good bass player, then just go look up something of him playing.
Gosh, yeah, he's an incredible bass player.
Because it is kind of lame that they weren't plugged in, but just remember, they're playing over stuff that they actually recorded.
Yeah.
You know, they could have recorded it earlier that day, and then they're just playing over it.
Yeah.
You never know. The telltale sign for that is to watch the drummer, because I noticed while we were watching the Super Bowl, and I didn't say anything, that he was playing stuff that wasn't coming over. Because he was hitting his toms a lot, and it wasn't. Nothing was happening. Russia is racing to finish building hotels in time for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Hurry up, Russia! Miley Cyrus says in a new magazine that, she doesn't like kids.
Gosh, she is a kid. She needs to...
I know.
Never mind.
No. She's not a kid, man. She's grown up.
Gosh.
Haven't you seen her haircut? She got the same haircut as Justin Bieber, and he's grown up. They're both grown up.
You're making some incredible choices right now.
I know. Oh, check this out. A fast food meal bumps up BMI by 0.3. You may want to think twice before heading to a fast food place for a quick dinner tonight. That's right. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, have determined that eating just one fast food meal could be dangerous to your health.
Well, yeah!
A serving of fried chicken or a burger bumps up your BMI, that's body mass index, a measurement of height to weight ratio, by 0.03 points. That might not sound like a lot, but researchers say it is.
I actually had fast food yesterday when you were out sick.
I can't believe that you would do that and bump up your BMI!
But it was like different fast food. It wasn't a burger or chicken or anything.
Do you remember when we were kids and we would go to the mall to hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, check this out. Malls and cool teens used to go together like peanut butter and jelly.
They really did.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Yeah. But the malls of America are no longer teens' go-to stomping grounds.
No.
One reason, though not the only one, teens might care more about technology than they do about clothes these days. Xboxes and cell phones edge out the must-have starter jackets and Uggs of the olden days. Starter jackets.
Oh, man.
I remember starter jackets.
It's all about members
Is
only.
Is that still a thing?
Members only jackets.
Starter jackets?
I don't know.
When I was in, like, sixth grade is when everything changed for me, and that's when I realized, oh, wait, some stuff isn't cool.
Right.
There's cool things. And then it turns out everything I had, not cool.
Right.
It was lame. And then I also remember the lesson I learned in, it was either 7th or 8th grade, when I bought a pair of Grant Hill Converse basketball shoes.
Do you
remember those?
Yes.
And they came out and everybody was like, these are the best. And I bought some. And literally for a week, everybody was like, those are so cool. And then the next week hit and they were not cool anymore. And people were making fun of me.
That's so messed up.
And I learned the lesson. Yeah. That's when I learned. I was like, I will never buy shoes because they're cool again. I'm just going to buy the ones that I like. And that's when I started buying like Sambas and Adidas Sambas.
Oh, okay, yes.
And all those kind of things. And I never changed. And then Converse, and that was it. I'm so sick right now, I can't think. All my memories are running together. I have these memories of getting bit by a radioactive spider and web slinging throughout the city, but I don't know if those are mine or if those are just made up. I can't breathe. Archaeologists working near this ancient settlement of Edfu in southern Egypt have uncovered a step pyramid that dates back about 4,600 years, predating the Great Pyramid of Giza by at least a few decades. The step pyramid, which once stood as high as 43 feet, is one of seven so-called provincial pyramids built by either the pharaoh Huni or Snefru. Over time, the step pyramid stone blocks were pillaged and the monument was exposed to weathering, so today it's only about 16 feet tall. But it used to be 43 feet. Pretty impressive, Egypt people.
They're called Egyptians.
What?
Not Egyptians.
What?
Yeah.
Egyptians? Thank you.
Or was that like ancient people that lived in Egypt? Do they still call them
Egyptians? You're right. I'm super sick. I don't know what's going on. I keep seeing this dragon over in the corner, and I'm not sure. I can't tell if it's nice or not. But that's fine. You just stay over there.
If you and Steve are getting me sick, I'm going to be so bummed.
No, it's cool, man. Right now, the dragon's giving me a thumbs up. Hey. What? No, I can't say that. Ooh, he's a jerk. That's mean. Don't talk to me. Stop
Your mom's it. Listening, and you're scaring her.
In Livingston County, Michigan, a woman called 911 and explained she had argued with a friend and had climbed into a treehouse to get away from her. Okay?
Okay.
Now, she said, she was stuck. It was completely dark, and the 21-year-old estimated she was 25 feet in the air. Police searched for and eventually found the woman lying in a hunting blind. An officer had to help her by putting each foot on a rung of the ladder as she climbed down. A breathalyzer indicated her blood alcohol level was just over 2 times the legal limit.
What?
She was taken to a hospital. Dang. I wish the story would have said that it turns out she was totally wasted and was about 5 feet in the air. That would have been awesome. Wow. In Florida, we know lots of funny stuff happens in Florida. Crazy stuff. Well, Josh Taylor, a reporter for Sarasota, Florida, ABC affiliate WWSB, got more than he bargained for when investigating a possible rental property scam in Florida on Saturday. He got carjacked.
No way!
Taylor was covering a dispute in which a Venice, Florida woman claimed a rental property had been advertised as an 11-bedroom home, but had only 5 bedrooms due to some building code violations. Taylor made it to the home in question and began setting up his camera, but was accosted by a woman later identified as Jean Price. The home's owner, local chiropractic Dr. Craig Siegel, said Price used to work for him, but now simply watches out for the home. Watching may be too weak a word for what Price did. While Taylor filmed her, Price accosted him verbally, then simply got into his car and drove away.
All right.
That's no fun when you're a reporter. Yeah.
That was real life, right?
That was the dragon.
Okay.
The
so
lights
if
blink.
If all of a sudden you lose static radio anywhere in the world, it's because we lost power.
There's a dragon
so
in here.
So just to warn you. It wasn't the dragon.
Hey.
Huh?
What was the... The craziest thing that's ever happened to you at a Super Bowl party?
At a Super Bowl party, craziest thing that's... I don't go to crazy Super Bowl parties because I actually want to watch the game.
There you go.
So I don't know. Craziest thing that ever happened at a Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, let me tell you what happened to this guy.
Good.
In Rochester, New York. A Super Bowl party turned bloody when a Rochester, New York man allegedly bit off part of his brother's ear.
What?
Yep. That's how mad he was at the Broncos. A witness told cops that the brothers shared more than a bottle of whiskey during the Super Bowl party. And he said, eye for an eye and an ear for an ear and a tooth for a tooth and a chip for a chip, and he bit his ear off.
That is insane.
I'll bit your ear off.
I had my brother at our Super Bowl quote-unquote party.
Wow.
We didn't bite each other's ear off.
No, not at all.
Just kind of hung out. We're really growing and maturing.
You guys are doing so well.
Yeah, we're trying.
Did you know that Saturday night was Seth Meyers' last night on Saturday Night Live? And he has officially moved on to host NBC's Late Night.
I wasn't talking about it.
Why not?
I wasn't talking about it. I may or may not have welled up with tears when Amy Poehler and everybody went out.
It was pretty really good. It was a funny one.
I miss you, Seth Meyers. You were my favorite part of Saturday Night Live over like the last decade.
Yeah, he's been there for a long time.
12 years.
12 years, and now he has moved on.
I really do love Seth Meyers. He was the head writer for a long time, and I think one of the funniest people in the world.
Why are you crying?
Does it make me sad?
Why are you crying?
Because we can't stay up late enough to watch his show.
I know, we missed it.
It's so late.
It is so late.
We get up so early.
Oh, man.
I love you, Seth Meyers. I'll be okay, actually.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll probably be cool. I mean, it's still sad.
That's just the way it goes.
It's okay.
Guys, the rich just keep getting richer. Mere hours after Paris Hilton. You remember her? We haven't heard from her in a long time.
Did you know in junior college, my dad was really close friends. I think they were actually like roommates or something.
With the Hiltons?
With her dad, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, for real.
Well, mere hours after Paris Hilton was paid $100,000 to DJ in Atlantic City, Sunday night, she made big bucks at the blackjack table. That's right. She kicked off her residency at Hera's Pool After Dark with a blowout Super Bowl after party, DJing for a sold-out crowd, and sources say she got paid $100,000 for the job. But the craziest part was when she left the club and hit the blackjack table, where she increased her night's haul by 50%, winning another $50,000.
And then she spent it all on a purse.
Probably. Speaking of lots of money and bets and Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather had a miserable Super Bowl night.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
After making and losing a $10.4 million bet on the Denver Broncos. Or at least that's the story that circulated the internet on Super Bowl
Sunday. Oh, is it real?
Reports surfaced before the weekend that the boxer laid down a gigantic bet on the Broncos to win Super Bowl 48. The Broncos were slightly favored going into the game, but man, they were dominated by the Seahawks in all phases of the game, losing 43-8. And that's true. Every play.
Every aspect.
It was nuts.
It was.
Even before the game ended, internet commenters poked fun at Floyd Mayweather Jr. for the ill-fated bet, even directing him to a suicide hotline.
Oh,
because we're all so funny.
Gosh.
It was good for a laugh, but Mayweather said none of it is true.
Oh,
on Monday, the boxer issued a statement putting an end to the Super Bowl bet rumors. Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks for winning the Super Bowl. I, for the record, did not bet $10 million on the Broncos. As a matter of fact, I didn't bet at all. I can't control what rumors are put out there, but good or bad publicity keeps me relevant. The only thing I would bet $10 million on is myself.
Boom!
There you go. There you have it.
Floyd
Money Mayweather. And I think, my friends, that is the end of your breaking news flu edition on this Tuesday.
Well, we go from flu edition of news to bronchial infection. Infection?
That was a very fluid segue.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Birthdays has sucked without you.
It has.
I'm not even going to lie.
Stop.
I pretended like I partially enjoyed myself yesterday. It was the worst.
Yeah, me and Mitch tried to do it on Thursday and Friday, and it was just...
I wanted to punch things.
I guess I missed JT's birthday, huh?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, well. Can't be there for all of them.
Yeah.
You can't.
Just for my kids. Well, it's the... what is it? The
35th day?
35th day?
Boom.
2014? Nice. Wow. It's already February.
It's February.
There's snow outside.
Whoa!
No bears, but snow. And we're celebrating comedian David Brenner today. David, I don't know if you know who that is. Kind of an early Ray Romano. Used to appear on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show.
I do not know him.
Me either.
But Johnny Carson, I'm going to say 62.
64.
78.
Okay.
All right.
From The Daily Show and Hot Tub Time Machine, Rob Cordy?
Rob Cordry. Rob Cordry.
Which one is he?
I don't know.
See the...
Bald.
Yes. Oh, okay. 47.
51.
43.
Oh, sorry. The bald threw it off.
He was real bald.
Threw me off with the bald.
I don't watch any of these shows either. From The Tudors, she's Fiona Glen Ann on TV's Burn Notice. Gabrielle Anwar.
No clue.
38.
35.
44.
Okay.
All right. Now maybe some people you might know.
All right.
Okay. All righty.
Wait, why do I know this song?
Is this Gavin DeGraw?
Yep.
Boom.
Okay.
I like this song.
It's because I'm friends with Nate Heitzig. That's how I know
Stever,
this song.
Steve?
Yeah.
If I could sing, I would sing it for you. Don't make me sing today, though.
All right, I won't. I won't.
I couldn't.
There's another song later today that you may force yourself to sing.
I couldn't sing right now.
All right.
33.
Oh, man. 32.
37.
Oh, okay. Really? Such a good song. I wish we could make it to the chorus.
We almost there?
Yeah.
There we go.
Wait. No, pre-chorus. Yeah, here it comes. If you ask me how I'm doing,
I would say I'm doing just fine. I don't really know this.
That sounds like a hit.
Probably. Probably is.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Wait. Natalie and Brulia.
Yep.
Wow.
Torn.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh.
Can you sing that one?
He was blue, he came around, he was dignified.
He showed me. You're almost back, Matt. You're almost back.
I got the flu.
How old's Natalie today?
Okay. Well, when I was in high school, let's see.
Yeah. 36.
No way, older. Come on, when I was in high school. Okay, I'm gonna say 41.
39.
Ah, dang it, I just said that. I was gonna say 39.
So, as they considered songs for the national anthem, this actually was one of them. It's called Hail Columbia, but it's the march you play for the vice president.
Ha ha.
Former U.S. Vice President Dan Quayle celebrating a birthday today.
There you go.
Potato, potato.
I like Dan Quayle.
Like? I don't know him.
Did you teach him how to spell?
He's actually, you can spell it either way.
Oh.
I don't know. No, you can.
Actually, very educated, smart man.
That's what they say about me, too.
And we know that true.
He is 63.
66.
67.
Ah!
You guys.
So close.
Yeah. All right.
Rocky.
Sylvester Stallone.
Nope. Real boxer.
Adrian.
George Foreman.
Nope.
Evander Holyfield.
Nope.
Mike Tyson.
Nope.
Floyd Mayweather.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Hey, Oscar De La Hoya, sell me some car insurance.
Is that what he does?
I think so. Isn't he on like car insurance commercials?
Probably.
Oh, man. Don't get punched around by car insurance. Go with this one.
That's stupid.
It's really bad. He is 40.
What was he? Was he a welterweight?
I think so. I'm going to say 44.
I say 42.
41. You guys are close.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys ever see Oscar fight?
I did. I was always going for Sugar Shane Mosley. I'm sorry.
Sports. Flu. Sleep.
NFL Hall of Famer, LT Lawrence Taylor.
Ooh, LT.
Celebrating a birthday. I think I would have been scared if I was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Especially if I was like Joe Theismann.
Ah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, Joe Theismann.
No, but LT was the one.
He was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, actually. It makes sense. I was just assuming because they were in the same division. So they had to meet him twice a year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. LT has got to be...
And actually felt really bad about that. He was one of the first guys up going, get out of here and help him!
51.
Did he hurt the quarterback or something?
One of the worst leg breaks ever on
dang
TV.
I'd say 53.
55. All right, fellas. Let's see here. Uh-huh. Uh-oh. Tim's listening,
is
Matt.
He? I can't think right now. I don't know what it is.
Hold on. I believe in you.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing. Oh, wait, I know this. Maybe not. I don't know.
No clue.
Really?
Yeah.
Alice Cooper celebrating a birthday.
Oh. See, you should have done like Frankenstein or
School's Out for Summer.
School's Out.
You know this one.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, here you go.
Oh, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
Of course. Always,
my bad.
Always hear the chorus.
Get you at the chorus. He's coming in concert.
And quite a an avid golfer.
I wonder if he's going to play golf out here.
Oh, sure he will. He plays golf every day.
That guy. He's going out on the road with Motley Crue.
For their final
tour ever. Yeah, they're dissolving the band. They signed a contract. Motley Crue did. Saying, we'll never tour again.
Oh, and everyone is stunned.
Yeah.
I'm stunned.
Alice Cooper is 60.
64.
66.
Ah.
All right, we are to dates.
Yay!
Let's see. Born on this date, she's no longer with us. Born on this date in what year? Rosa Parks' birthday.
The inventor of the merry-go-round in all parks.
Nope.
No? The swings. The seesaw.
No.
She did a lot of great things for public parks.
Let's see. I think she was born in 1928.
Part of the bus boyboycotts.
Yeah, 19...
Civil rights leader.
I guess it's February, so I'm not allowed to make those.
Yeah.
Come on, SNL can.
Look, those guys are just trapped out there.
That's Trey. Trey from Disciple Now. We'll talk to them in a second. 1941.
She was born in 1913.
Ah!
Wow. I shouldn't say she's part of the boycott. She was the inspiration
for
it.
Yeah, she was the first one.
Yeah.
She's the feeling in our life.
Figured it. I didn't know how old she was when it happened.
I wouldn't have your name.
All right, now this is one I thought Matt would have a hard time probably not singing along with. On this date in what year? Walt Disney released the classic children's movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I know this.
First full-length animated feature.
Okay, I know this.
You want a hint?
Is it, no. Is it? It's either 1930 or 1931.
I was
going to
say 29.
It was the year before The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. I think it was 1930.
I say 29.
38.
Oh, 38. Wow. Yeah.
Well, foot.
That's weird.
Yeah.
On this date in what year, Dick Clark's American Bandstand celebrated its 25th anniversary?
Okay. We're going hopping. We're going hopping. Celebrate its what anniversary?
1980.
25th.
75.
77.
Ah!
You guys were right in there. All right.
Well, I figured if it was like 1950, then it would have been 1975, but it was 1952, so...
On this date in what year George Washington was unanimously elected to be first president of the United States by the U.S. Electoral College?
1778.
Oh, dang it. 1782.
89.
Ah! What?
It took him a little bit.
Well, that was the same year I think the Constitution was...
Oh, I guess back then it wasn't every
ratified.
4 years either.
Yeah.
So the odd number could have happened.
All right, one more year. On this date in what year? The Baseball Hall of Fame voted to ban Pete Rose.
Whoa. Oh, man, boo.
Why did
boo.
They do that? Why
because
they...
he betted on baseball. Oh. But you know what? He's one of the greatest hitters of all time. And what he did was... Oh, okay. I'm not even getting into it. Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. That's all I'm saying, Selig. Make a change.
Make a change
for once in your life.
All right. What do you think?
1985.
1982.
1991.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dang.
Yeah. Off by 6 years.
Do you remember that, Steve-O?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
I thought it was earlier.
All right, today...
Ugh.
Today is
Pete Rose, sorry. Bugs me.
Today's this sounds good. Homemade soup day.
Woo!
Oh, dude, Don made some like chicken noodle soup from scratch.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was incredible.
Been getting me through.
Where is it?
It's at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I ate
it's
all
in the
of
fridge.
It. Yesterday. I think I ate the last bit of it.
Man,
it was
there's
so
two
good.
Tubs. There were two
oh,
tubs.
Okay, well then no. There's
okay.
plenty left, Steven.
I was gonna say.
It's Thank a Mailman Day.
Oh yeah.
You know, when I was a little kid, we used to make lemonade for our mailman. Take it out to our here, mailman.
That's pretty cool.
That was before they all started going postal, Steven.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, we had a good mailman. Stuffed Mushroom Day.
Ooh.
That sounds good, too. I bet Dawn can make a good stuffed mushroom.
Probably.
And...
She is a fun guy.
Ah, she's a girl.
Right.
Today's... Facebook's 10 years old today.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Facebook.
Yeah, way to go, Mark.
Happy birthday, Facebook.
That is all.
Oh, speaking of Zuckerberg, coming up, we're going to be talking about the casting news for Man of Steel 2.
That's right.
We're going to have Trey in studio talking about Disciple Now.
Yep.
We're also going to have our dear friend Jesse Lusko in talking about what's going on with Spectrum.
What do you know?
It's New Music Tuesday. We're jam-packed. We'll get to it right after the break. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump off that sofa. Let's kick it off.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Traffic. I'm sick.
Yeah, you are.
There's construction at I-25 in Paseo. Everything else looks great.
Of course, it did snow last night.
Yeah,
it's not anywhere on the ground on the roads.
But it's
not even iced over.
Yeah.
But you know, people are freaking out.
And it looks like over here in the this is the mountainous area.
There you go, yeah.
It looks like it's moving a little bit slower.
Yeah, there's a 2-hour delay for East Mountain schools, also Rio Rancho schools, so.
Yeah.
Welcome to that.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Out of the nut oatmeal. Oh, had to get apple cinnamon whatever today.
It's still wonderful.
Yeah, I know. And an Americano. So if you're jonesing for some breakfast before work, or a nice Americano, check out Sopo. 338-3669, their phone number. And I'm excited, man. We got special guests in studio.
We do. We have people here.
Welcoming to the show, Trey.
What's going on?
How's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Can't complain. It is a Tuesday.
Trey, where are you from?
I'm actually from Mobile, Alabama.
Yep.
I knew it! And not just because you have a Roll Tide bracelet
I'm
on.
I'm from Tupelo, Mississippi.
I know. I saw that in your bio yesterday. I was doing some creeping on
you. You read that thing,
you.
Huh?
I was creeping on you yesterday.
That's fine. Did you enjoy that bio?
It was awesome. I quit about halfway through.
Being from Mobile, Alabama, was it weird watching the national championship this year without...
I'm not even sure I want to talk about it. I suffered long.
Yeah.
I actually watched the Auburn game from a cruise ship in Cozumel, New Mexico.
Oh, man, of course.
I always said that it was good that I was in Cozumel because it made it a little bit easier.
There you go.
Did you go to University of Mobile?
I did. I graduated from University of Mobile.
I had a lot of friends that went there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Straight up.
Is this good? I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I'm making friends.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure. It was like Mississippi State. People.
That's a good college.
Okay.
That's a fun college.
It really is.
All right. Yeah,
it's a faith-based college.
It's where I met my hot wife.
There you go. Love it. That's awesome.
Me too. Are you kidding me?
So what are you doing in New Mexico?
Well, I came here by way of Jackson, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I actually served at First Jackson there.
Okay.
And then, Pastor Michael Cook from First Albuquerque gave me a call and drugged me out here, and I wasn't quite sure I needed to be here because it was so brown.
Yeah.
And absolutely no water. But after about 8 years, I come to love this place.
So you've been here 8 years?
I have.
Man.
That's awesome.
So he's still acclimating. 8 years.
Yeah.
You got a long gestation.
It's good that I got the flu. Yeah. First winter here.
Yeah.
Got the flu. So thankful.
Actually, my first winter here is that big, huge, massive winter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That snowed like 7 or 8 feet or something.
Man, wow. I was hoping we'd wake up and it was still just gnarly because over where we live last night, the snow was coming down it was sticking.
Yeah, it was coming down.
I was really hoping to wake up to that, but nope. Typical New Mexico. It's mostly gone. I'm hoping it snows some more, but let's talk about what you got coming up.
All right. Well, February 21 through 23, we're doing a Disciple Now at our church. And, I did my first one last year. And for the last, 15 years of my life, I've been a children's pastor.
Okay.
So I've only been a student pastor for going on 2 years now.
All right.
And my first D-Now was last year, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And, this year we're kind of adding some different elements to it. The name this year is called Encounter.
All right.
Unexpected Life. And, kind of the thought behind that is the concept of when we encounter God, we walk away different.
Yeah.
And it changes us. And you're talking about the woman at the well. You're talking about, Paul on the road to Damascus.
Yeah.
All these encounters that these people had, they walked away changed. They walked away different. And so that's the concept and the mindset.
Okay.
And so we're also playing off the unexpected. And, when kids come, there's going to be some unexpected things that we're going to be doing. Just for example, when kids are registering and coming in, I think we're going to be having a mechanical bull that they can come and just hang out and ride. You wouldn't expect that inside the sanctuary at the church.
I would never expect that.
And so, we're trying to do some unexpected things.
That is awesome.
It's going to be kind of crazy.
I grew up going to Disciple Now at Hoffmantown. I was a Hoffmantown kid, and man, I loved the experiences of Disciple Now. So when Bruce called and said, "Hey, we got Disciple Now coming up," I'm like, "Get on in here. Let's talk about this," because you're right. It's definitely expect the unexpected because it's kind of it's chaos. It's amazing. But you meet life friends, and most importantly, you meet God, man.
No
for those
question.
That don't know him, for those that or are living on their parents' faith, maybe, you know, it's an incredible weekend. So 21st through the 23rd.
Yes.
Is registration going on now?
Yes, registration is going on now. You can get online at www.fbcabq.com and click on the encounter button, and you can click to register, and you can sign up there.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you got some really cool. Can we talk about worship? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Those things yet? Or okay.
Yeah. Well,
I never know if it's like special hidden.
No.
Guests,
no.
So
no.
I don't want to ruin anything.
No. We've got a young lady that's going to be coming leading worship for us. Her name is Amanda Gozier with the band Gozier. He's coming in, or she's coming in to lead our worship. She actually leads our worship every Wednesday night. And,
she's incredible. She's an incredible worship leader.
I am a huge Amanda Gozier fan.
Yeah.
I've worked closely with her, and she actually helped me out tremendously last year with our D-Now. And she's been very familiar with those things. And so she's been on board this year helping me kind of brainstorm and get some things going.
Yeah.
Also, I'm excited about my speaker. His name's Colby Engstrom. He was on staff here at Sagebrush at their campus.
Yeah.
He's been in California for, I think, a year. And I established a relationship with him and his boys when they came to our vacation Bible school at our church and just spent some time with him. And I fell in love with Colby.
Yeah.
He's a neat, neat communicator, a guy, you know. Just all that kind of good stuff. So,
see, that's cool, man. It's going down the 21st to the 23rd, 7th through 12th grade, right?
Yes,
okay.
7th through 12th.
And they can sign up now. We post it. There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you're already a fan of Static Radio, you can get there. You can check it out. It's posted up at our page, or you can go directly to their website, which is, I'm trying to find it. You got to say it again.
www.fbcabq.com.
There you go. All right. And it's going down the 21st through the 23rd. Parents, it's an opportunity for a babysitter. I'm just kidding. But truly, I mean,
you know,
it's
we'll
like,
do
hey,
it anyway.
Exactly. You know what? You never know how it starts. It could start with the parents who just want that weekend away.
We'll take them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you never know how it's going to change a child's life. So 7th through 12th grade, special worship with
Amanda. Oh, cost is $30.
There you go. Perfect. All right. That's cool.
Well, I appreciate it.
Beautiful. Man. All right.
That's good stuff.
Trey, it's good to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Glad you're enjoying New Mexico at least a little more.
I really am. I think this is a neat place.
I love
the weather. I absolutely love that there are no bugs.
Yeah.
We had cockroaches I used to ride when I was a little boy. Well, we'd walk into my house, and they'd be on the ceiling. As soon as they saw you, they would take off flying. We had flying cockroaches.
Gosh.
And they would not just fly, but they would fly at you.
Wow.
And you'd scream and throw stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I love New Mexico. I grew up here, and this is home, so I don't know that I'll ever leave. I always thought I wanted to get away. When I was younger, all I ever wanted to do was get to California or Seattle, Washington area. And
man, I served in Florida for about 4 years.
Okay.
On the beach. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And then, you know, I prayed, and I said, God, I said, I want to go to a mountain. I'd love to see a mountain. So every morning I wake up, I get to see a mountain.
That's cool.
That's cool. So you heard me.
There you go. I love it. Disciple Now 2014, February 21st through the 23rd. All the details available at our website, our Facebook page, I should say, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. And, of course, coming up, speaking of 7th through 12th grade, we've got Jesse Lesko from Spectrum talking about this Skeptics Initiative and some Q&As that are coming up. So we'll do that. We'll do that on the way as well.
All right.
We got a packed morning, man.
Yeah, we do.
I love it. New Music Tuesday at 8.
Woo!
There's still time. You can get your music in studio at mystaticradio.com. That's our email address. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I do my best to find some kind of glow. I'm giving.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Yes.
Hello.
7:34 now.
Cruising into your 7:30.
dirty hour. Welcome to the Morning Drive Time Show.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
With Matty T and Stevie J.
What? Stevie.
And Jesse L.
Jessel.
Jessel.
Oh, that's the worst.
Welcome to the show, Jessel.
Jessel.
Jesse Lesko.
Now that I've said it, it sounds terrible.
It does sound pretty bad.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, man. We've missed you, man!
I know.
You've been busy. Your brother's rocking out a major motion picture.
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
Pretty rad.
Yeah.
You know, he called me yesterday. He's like, you want to fly to Washington, D.C. with me? And I was like, yes, but I wasn't able to because we've already got plans for something else. And
no,
so it wasn't possible.
Come on.
It's too short of notice.
This guy here in between us has never been to Washington, D.C.
I've never been.
You ought to go.
I've never been.
Even an American?
I guess not. I don't know. I sing God Bless America in different languages.
You need to make your pilgrimage, and you need to kiss Abraham Lincoln's left foot.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's air conditioned.
His left foot is?
No, it's not.
Right now, it's pretty cold there, I hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word on the streets.
Dude, the last time I went, I know this is, we're way off. The last time I went to Washington, D.C., Waverly was on tour, and it was the middle, it was that summer that Washington, D.C. had that crazy heat wave, like the whole East Coast. So literally, we're walking around, and the cool thing about Washington, D.C., if you've never been there, is that a lot of the old national monuments are free. You can just walk in there and check it out.
Oh, wow.
And there are lines, of course, because
right.
they're free. But that day, it was so, like, blazing hot. Blazing hot. So everything that was inside an air condition was crammed. Like, packed, like the Museum of Natural History. Yeah, all that stuff was just slammed with people. So everywhere you went, it was hot. Because you walked outside, blazing. You go inside, and there's so many people.
Ugh.
But the thing about the Lincoln Memorial, I don't know what it is, but if you can get up in there, it's always nice and cool in there.
Mm.
So that's what made me think
I want to go. It's not like I have this thing against Washington, D.C.
It's because Abraham Lincoln was a vampire.
Is it because you just don't like the Constitution?
Stop it!
Is it because you don't like America?
I want to get there. I really do.
I know. I'll take you one day.
That's pretty good.
That's like one of the places I talk about most, of going and being there, Washington, D.C.
It's a fantastic place to just go walk around and learn.
Make it happen.
You can learn so much.
Yes. You can learn.
Speaking of learning so much, huh?
Huh?
Skeptics Initiative.
Let's learn.
Skeptic Initiative.
No, skeptics. It's plural.
No.
There's many skeptics.
Stevo, he's the
just
one that's
the one.
Leading
No,
it.
There's so many skeptics in this world.
I named it, Stevo. I don't think you can argue.
No, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well,
I'm just kidding.
we'll call it a draw.
Yeah, you know, agree
we'll
to disagree.
We'll call it a draw.
Agree to disagree.
Skeptic Initiative going on right now. Gosh, are we in week four? What week is
this? This will be going on week four.
Gosh. Moving into week four, and for those that are joining us for the first time who don't know Jesse Lesko, pastor over at Spectrum.
Yeah.
And you, sir, are doing an incredible initiative, if you will.
Yeah.
For the skeptic.
You could call it that.
Yeah.
I do.
You know, for skeptics or the skeptic. either or. Potato, potato.
Potato, potato.
And for the last few weeks, you guys have been doing, you're going through the series, and you've got a Q&A. You've got an interview with a quote-unquote, like, former skeptic, maybe.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And so last week, we were talking off-air about last week. Let's talk about this real quick.
Yeah.
It's a huge topic right now. Theology Thursday, I was out, but that was a big question as far as the different religions people bring up. Well, in all these different religions, it's the same thing, basically.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
everybody's got the same ideas, and, you know, so why does it matter?
Yeah, so just to fill in any viewers, kind of the way the series works is we just want to answer the objections and the doubts people have. You know, a lot of times the church has been known for, like, stifling people's doubts, but I don't think that's biblical. You know, Jesus welcomed Thomas and gave him the evidence he was looking for. And, and you know, the Lord says, come, let us reason together. But anyhow, so we do a Q&A, we do an interview. And this week we were talking about other religions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the big thing you hear nowadays is like, well, you know, There's so many different religions, and they all claim to have the truth, and you know, none of them can have the whole truth. Maybe it's like a bunch of blind guys around an elephant, and maybe they're all grabbing the elephant, and one, you know, you got your tail over there that's a rope, and I'm over here at the front, and I got my little boa constrictor. I don't know if you guys ever heard that thing.
Yes, I've never heard
of okay.
It's a, yeah, in philosophy class we talked about it. It's,
yeah.
It's blind people. It's like if you had four blind guys, and there was an elephant in the room, just like he said, and you let them touch the elephant in a different place, they would each describe a different feature of the elephant, all talking about the same thing, but to them it would be completely different.
But and so they say, we're all blind, nobody has the whole truth, you know, we're all grabbing parts of the whole, same truth. But you know what the irony is? Hey, who's the freaking guy telling the story?
Right.
Somebody who's not blind. And so the point of pluralism is that they go, it's wrong to tell people what to believe. It's wrong to tell people what to believe. And you go, all right, I believe you.
Yeah, right. It's true.
You know, that's the way pluralism works.
It is.
And you know, because the pluralist thinks that he has the whole truth. The pluralist thinks he's more enlightened than everybody else, and that, you know, the majority of people in the world, you know, probably 5 billion people are all wrong, and him and his little Western philosophical mindset is more enlightened than everybody else. So he does the exact same thing he forbids everybody else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Hey, so it was a fun week. We interviewed a man who was born in India, and he was part of the Sikh religion, the Sikh faith. And you guys know anything about that?
Yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of
no.
God.
No.
Wow. No. No.
It's a
seek and
branch,
you will find.
A branch of Islam, right? Yeah.
Not kind of. They probably wouldn't like to be described that way. The way it happened.
Okay. I don't know.
They're the ones who that's all right. They're the ones that oftentimes get mistaken for Muslims, and they'd like get their gas stations burned down after 9/11 just because they wear turbans, and they like get rocks chucked at their head because everybody thinks they're Muslims, but they're actually, you know, their own faith. And it's in the 13th century, it broke away from both Hinduism and Islam and made something distinct, where they believe in one God, but you can kind of reach that God through meditation. And so it shares some similarities with Islam and with Hinduism, but they want to be their own deal. So, he came here and he was going to Berkeley University, and he started getting these severe migraine headaches to the point he was suicidal. And he went to his mom, and he went to his the Sikh Gurudwara on the campus, and was seeking the purpose of life, and neither his parents nor that temple or whatever it's worship center gave him no answer, but a friend was really sharing Jesus with him and was showing him purpose, and he eventually gave his life to Christ.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, no kidding. And so you had him in or interviewed him.
Yeah,
and talked about his story as well. I love what you guys are doing with this. And then you open it up. How's the Q&A going? I know people are coming in to stump or wanting to stump, trying to stump. How's that been going,
no,
man?
It's fantastic. You know, and my prayer is really that people would come looking for, you know, a dogfight, but they'd be kind of taken back by how maybe compassionate and humble and gentle we are. That's really been my desire. And you know, people do come and they have good questions. There's great questions. Like people this past week we're saying, you know, what does it even matter how you attain salvation? All of our consciousness is just going to cease to exist when we die. And, you know, so we've got some really good questions like that. Or first week when those, I saw it coming. I knew that I had conversations like this before. People asking about the multiverse.
Right.
It's like, what if this is just one universe and there's billions of other ones, you know? And,
billions,
you
know, that's ludicrous. Yeah. This is obviously 616, right?
Yeah, dude.
Come on.
It's not Ultimate Universe.
No.
But
gosh.
But so, you know, we've definitely gotten a lot of really good questions in, and it's been a blast. It's been a blast.
Amazing. And so this week, you guys, moving into week four.
Yeah.
What are we looking for this week?
This week we're going to talk about, so if God's so good, if God's so loving, why does so much horrible stuff happen to us?
Awesome.
So,
okay,
it's a big topic.
Wow, yeah, that's a major.
Why
one
so much suffering?
Yeah, yeah, suffering and pain. And who do you have an interview this week?
Yeah, we got a couple interviews lined up, and I don't want to spoil it.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
for
you don't
anybody
have to.
We'll keep it on the down low.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, we're going to be interviewing some people who have firsthand experienced some pretty crazy suffering.
Okay,
Some things completely out of their hands. It wasn't their fault, you know, decisions their parents made or whatever else. But then also, you know, some firsthand suffering from consequences of their own actions. And
So
it's going to be a cool interview.
Man. All right. Amazing. Yeah. Now, of course, we posted the information at our Facebook page, but you can go straight to spectrumabq.org. The podcasts are there. If you missed week 1, 2, and 3, the teachings are up and it's open. I know it's high school ministry, right?
Yeah.
And so well, you want high schoolers.
Yeah, you know, getting like the 53-year-old man with a, you know, little bit of a patchy beard or mustache might make people feel a little uncomfortable, but
yeah,
you know,
maybe. But that 53-year-old can totally download the podcast.
No, just joking around.
Yeah. And check it out.
I'm so mean. I don't have anything against 53-year-olds. I'll be one day.
You hope.
We
keep mocking 53-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. Jesse.
You're going to get assassinated. I'll be one of those.
SpectrumABQ.org. And maybe you are the 53-year-old and you're thinking and you have those questions. Dude, there's a
check
podcast.
Check out the podcast.
Absolutely.
Even if you're wearing a fanny pack, check out the podcast.
Fanny packs are perfect for podcasts.
Yeah, I was just about to say, because obviously you got your iPod in your fanny pack. And so I cannot say anything. I had a fanny pack when I was a kid with my little Walkman and my tapes.
Yeah. There's somebody right now rollerblading.
Yeah.
Wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah. Boom.
53 years old, feeling real bummed out right now.
The question is it in the front or is it in the back?
Where is it the coolest? On the side.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look out.
Can of worms.
I actually
heard that a lot of guys who like carry guns on them will put them in their fanny pack.
What?
I've heard that.
I heard that from
a guy who does a lot of shooting, and I was like, wow, I better respect it, or I'm not going to see
I
heard that from this guy that does a lot of, like, murdering. No, that's crazy. You think about that. That would be the perfect disguise.
It would be a good disguise.
Look at that knucklehead over there with his fanny. He's got a gun.
He's
How did we descend into madness?
I'm so sorry.
The link that we posted on our Facebook goes straight to the podcast page.
Beautiful.
So if you want to check it out,
all right,
go to our Facebook.
They got the video and the audio.
Yep.
There. Amazing. All right, there it is. And this week, get prepared. Why is there so much suffering in the world if there is a God?
Yeah.
That is it. There's great questions. And even better, our God has provided great answers.
Yeah,
and so I love that you guys are setting out to show, not to necessarily, quote-unquote, answer them yourselves, because God's Word has answered these things.
Yeah, it's answers that
and so,
you know, have gone before us. Totally.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of people, maybe this generation, it's foreign to them because, you know, I know for me growing up, you didn't ask those questions, and it wasn't you didn't get the solid answer. It was just a because I said so, or because this is the Bible. Shut up somewhere.
Yeah,
I know it.
It's funny.
My pastor said so.
Yeah, we're not into blind faith. We don't dig it because, you know, the New Testament constantly describes the eyewitness accounts of the disciples. That's not blind faith.
Right.
You know, that's talking about we walk by faith, not by sight. It's talking about our resurrection, not Jesus's, and so.
Yeah.
We're not into the blind faith. We like answers.
Awesome. I love it.
And we want to welcome
ABQ.
Doubters.
Yeah. So great what you're doing, Jesse.
That's awesome.
SpectrumABQ.org. I'm excited for next week to see what goes down with this with these special guests and everything that you have coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
All right.
Now this one gets personal.
That's what I figured. All right. We are going to take a quick break. Coming back. It is Tuesday.
It is.
New Music Tuesday. We got some local rules submissions. We also have some brand new music from little bands like U2.
What?
Atomic Tom. Some Hillsong up in there. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to premiere this morning. We'll get to that around the corner. Once again, spectrumabq.org for details on everything going on. And, Jesse, dude.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, man. Love being here with you guys.
Love having you here. All right. Until next week with Jesse. Check it out.
Check
all the
it
details.
Out.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back. We got some Namor, some Andy Ziff, and of course, New Music Tuesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Someone cure me of the flu.
Static.
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
New Music Flues Day.
It is.
Because I have the flu, and Steve-O does not.
I do not, and I better not get it.
Yeah, you better not. If you get the flu, I'm going to be so upset at you. Because I'm going to be like, hey, man, how close you been standing to me? We talked about personal space.
I know. I know. Invisible circle, blah, blah, blah.
Invisible circle.
Whatever.
Blah.
It is New Music Tuesday. If you are a local artist and you want to get played on Static Radio, this is your moment to shine, yo.
It is.
All you got to do is send us your music. You can do so by going to our website, mystaticradio.com. That's mystaticradio.com. Locals rule section, you can submit MP3s. And we're going to play your music no matter what. Of course, then it's up to the listener to vote on it at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us whether or not it's airplayable.
Yeah.
Now, we got to start with something.
Okay.
We got to talk about something real
Let's
quick.
Talk.
Last week, we had a lot of local submissions.
We did.
And, you know, as always, our listening audience is pretty hilarious.
Yes.
But last week was a solid reminder that words have power.
Yeah. Sometimes we're all so funny. You know, and you know we get it.
Yeah.
But not everybody is in on the joke. And last week we had a Locals Rule submitter, someone that submitted something.
And it wasn't static format.
No, not at all. But some of the
comments?
Critiques,
yeah,
if you will, were pretty harsh. So we're asking you to up your game a little bit. Don't say the first thing that pops in your head. Don't say the meanest thing that pops in your head. If you're going to be clever, do it well.
And remember, on the other end of that keyboard or guitar, there's a human being.
Yeah, and if you're not careful, they'll be on the other end of your window hunting you down.
Yeah.
So you need to be a little bit more careful.
That's a topic
about what you
day.
Say.
Gosh. So anyways, all that to say, think about what you say before you say it. There are human beings.
And we're not telling you to sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, if it sucks, feel free. Just be prepared.
But maybe sometimes, instead of completely like going full-on troll on it, go quarter troll, you know? Don't go full internet.
Oh, man.
Internet hero,
yeah,
with your opinion.
Yeah. But hey, that's okay. Local artists.
But it's up to you.
It just gives them that mindset to persevere.
Does it?
Their heart will go on.
We hope. Either their heart will go on or their side of vengeance,
yes,
will go on.
One and, or the other.
Not always the best thing to...
Just warning you.
Awake the sleeping dragon.
Now, if you have no idea what we're talking about because you weren't a part of New Music Tuesday last week, go read some of the comments.
Yeah, you might find it out.
You'll discern quite quickly what we're talking about.
So anyway, we're not asking you to sugarcoat it. We're not asking you to back off or anything. We're just saying if you're going to be clever, then really be clever. Don't
That's right.
just be a jerk.
Boom! All right. Locals rule time. We've got a few local submissions. We're going to kick it off with a hip-hop track. This one is from Carlos G. He sent this from his Android, yo.
Yeah.
Yes. Smiley face. Song's called Go For It. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Go For It by Carlos G, a Locals Rule on T-Moss Morning Party.
Oh!
Static. So I'm at it again. I'm at it again. I just don't know. Carlos G.
Carlos G.
Local submission. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you're a local artist and you would like to hear your music on Static, submit it. Mystaticradio.com.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Our Facebook page is
just being lovely.
It's the polar vortex.
Maybe that's why I'm sick.
It's the
maybe
polar
it's
vortex.
The polar vortex.
Yeah, I blame the polar vortex.
We got one comment so far. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
TJ said, "I'm confused. Don't do it. Now go for it." Okay. And he said, C-Rap. Joel the Nanny said, "He's talented, but it's not really my style. Although I like Owl City, so maybe I should be quiet."
Wow. Wow.
And then Bill said, "This guy is really neat." And misspelled neat, which is, that's confusing. So I don't know. Let's move on to the next one.
All right. This one It's coming to us from Tejas, I believe.
Hey, it
says, hello
Tejas.
There, my name is Nathaniel. Attaches my song is a song from my band, Wild Heart. Just released at the beginning of January. It's our first independent and all-time commercial release. We'd like to submit it for consideration to be played on your station. I personally grew up in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and listened to Static Radio all throughout middle school and high school back when it was M88. Making this somewhat of a locals rule submission, but not really. Our band is currently located in San Marcos, Tejas.
There you go.
Where we attend Texas State University. We're part of a church base in Wimberley, Texas, called Cypress Creek Church, about 20 minutes from San Marcos. Insane in the membrane.
Insane.
Out of no brain.
Cypress Creek. All of us are actively involved in the music and our other campus ministries at the church. We're just getting started, but we really see the music industry as a mission field and believe it's the field we're called to.
There you go.
We'd love to have our music played on your station. The band is Wild Heart. The song is Aftermath. They're from San Marcos, Texas, and they believe that music industry is their mission field that they're called to. So agree, disagree. Let them know. Give them some feedback. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Afraid of me.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Wild Heart.
There you go. Let's see what the people have to say.
Locals rule submission, by the way.
Not bad.
Originally from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Grew up listening to the station. Now located in San Marcos, Texas. They sent it in through the locals rule, which you can too. MyStaticRadio.com. Send us your MP3s and we'll play it. Definitely Rocket Summer vibe to me.
Jack's Mannequin too.
Yes.
Reminded me of Jack's Mannequin. And then one of our listeners said something corporate, and that's the singer of that band started Jack's Mannequin.
Okay.
Totally feeling that. Nathaniel says the buildup was a little misleading. I thought it was going to come in with a little more, but I'm digging the sound. Dig.
Is it Travo? Nathaniel Goldblatt?
No, it's Nathaniel Alanis.
Okay, because I was going to say, that's the lead singer.
Well, there you go, buddy. Casey digs it. Dominic says, mega dig. Andrew says, I just have one thing to say. Dig.
Wow, all right.
Travo likes it. Sounds a little K-Love-ish. I disagree, but I dig it. Two times a day play, he says. Thank you for helping us out.
Yeah.
Joel the Nanny says, oh my, I dig it very much. Matthew digs it to China. Nick says, not too bad. Sounds a lot like fun. That's another reference.
Okay. That's not a bad reference to have, man. Fun is, yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. There you go.
All right. Wow. Okay. This final one, it's not necessarily a local submission, but back a few months ago, you and I were at a show.
Yes.
And we ran into a listener. Her name's Haley. And she submitted a band that was actually playing the show we were at. They are called Beware of Darkness. Now, I don't remember them. I don't think I saw. There was like seven stages at that thing.
I remember them.
We were at, what was it, Revolt on the Rio Grande or whatever it was?
Yeah.
She says, hi, submitting All Who Remain by Beware of Darkness for Culture Shock consideration. The theme of this song is loss. We all lose family, friends, and we often wonder why or how God can take these people from this world, which is something that Jesse Lusko is going to be talking about with Skeptic Initiative this weekend. We posted details for that at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. She says, this song is for that time. Kyle, the lead singer, says, tell the one above he's a criminal for taking a giving life like marble candy. Everything collapses around me, overwhelms and astounds me. A terrible truth. When you leave this life, the world will be a darker place for all who remain. And it's just the idea of the loss and what you do in those moments and that pain. She said, I've been meaning to submit the song for several months after I saw Beware of Darkness play here in Albuquerque, where we ran into Steve-O and Mateo at the show. So here it is. Thanks for your consideration. So tell us what you guys think. It's a Culture Shock submission from Haley.
Yeah. Thanks,
and
Haley.
We're going to play it, and we'll let you guys decide. Does it stay in rotation or not? Dig it, bury it, the theme, what do you get from the song? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Song is All That Remains?
All Who Remain.
All Who Remain.
Beware of Darkness.
That's it. Culture Shock suggestion from a listener.
Thanks.
Her name's Haley.
Thanks,
she
Haley.
Submitted it. What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that band.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't quite place. I'm trying to remember. I remember seeing them, and I'm trying to remind you of, and I can't quite place it. I think the song is a very honest reflection of what it feels like when you lose someone that's super important to you.
But you, I agree. We were talking off air about it, and it kind of, there's not a lot of hope in it.
Yeah, but a lot of times in those moments, there's not.
Right.
You don't have that.
Or you don't see it because you're so focused on the hurt that you don't see. Yeah.
Yeah, very honest portrayal of what it's like.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in, let us know what you think.
Let's see. See what the people say.
All right.
What y'all people saying out there on Facebook? Let's see. The reason it's taking so long is because of our lovely computer.
I love it. It's so great.
Olivia says, dig it. Very sincere. We all feel sad at times and deal with it in our very own little ways. Caleb says, I think I'll dig that. Bill Peterson says, the guy's really keen. I think Bill's sugarcoating. Shauna says, I love it. Joel the Nanny says, not something I would listen to all the time, but I could hippie dance to it, so dig.
Okay.
And then David says, the name totally threw me off. I was expecting something heavier. Still dig, I guess, though.
Sorry, David England. I know you want, like, super awesome, rocky.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that today, and I'm sad. Static.
Morning.
Morning.
I was just curious on how do you submit a culture shock?
All you got to do is send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. She sent it in through the locals rule section, I believe, actually, at our website, because you can submit an MP3 through there, or you can just email it to studio@mystaticradio.com. And
okay.
Tell us why you love that song, what the lyrics mean to you.
Yeah.
So I need to submit the lyrics, the artist and title, of course, and then do I have to send a link to the song, or are you guys...
Haley actually submitted the MP3 of the song for us, but we can always find it if you don't have it. So
because I recently heard this one song, but I don't own it.
Okay,
myself, so
All right.
I was just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Yeah, if you would like to submit music to Static Radio, maybe you heard a song on the radio. You know, there's a band you love that just means a great deal to you, or a song that got you through a time, or that really speaks to you. Let us know what that is. We love discovering new bands and new culture shocks, new songs that really have purpose and challenge you. So let us know what you want to hear. studio@mystaticradio.com. Thus ends the locals' rule submissions.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've got a pretty decent amount of music to get to. We're going to start with an artist that was given to us by our dear friend Celeste.
Hey.
She does afternoons from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. In fact, coming up Valentine's Day, she's going to be co-hosting the morning show with me.
Oh, she is.
I'm excited.
I'm going to be absentee.
Yeah, you and Mitch are out and away, and we got our amazing afternoon host, Celeste.
I will be playing shows, and Mitch will be doing something.
She's running off to Vegas.
Running off to Vegas.
So she's going to be out there. You're going to be gone, and Celeste and I holding down the fort. It's going to be a great show. We got some cool interviews
really
lined up for Valentine's Day.
Man, I want to listen.
That Dating Like Airplanes or whatever that book.
Yeah.
We have that. We got that author that day. We got some good stuff lined up for Valentine's Day.
Quit doing fun stuff without me.
I know. Congressman Pierce emailed yesterday. You know, he wants to come in the studio as well, hang out live in studio.
I just want everybody to know. I tried to get Steve-O to come with me, but it just can't work.
I know, because I wanted to go with you.
We wanted to go. One day we're going to do it. We're
going
to break free of this prison, man. Me and you. We're going to get out of here. We're not going to have a flu no more. We're going to go, man.
Someday. But until that time, we're going to keep slinging good music.
Woo!
And as I said, this one coming from Celeste. You can hear John Tibbs on The Prelude every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. It is our worship show.
Dude, on the way to the doctor this Sunday morning, Dawn and I got to listen to some of The Prelude.
It's incredible,
right?
Great. Yeah, it's one of my favorite hours of the week. She does an amazing job. And the first couple artists, actually, we got from Celeste and The Prelude specifically, because they were songs that I heard that thought, why aren't we playing this? His name is John Tibbs, and the song is called Anchor. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
I will sail into the sea.
J. John Tibbs, song called Anchor. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That reminded me of The Last Bison.
Yeah.
Like, very much so. So much so that I had to look it up to make sure that wasn't the lead singer from The Last Bison.
Tasty banjo jam.
Yep.
I know Lisa in Iowa loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's probably going crazy.
She
right
didn't
now.
Even have to submit a like.
Joel the Nanny says, banjo, I love it! Joel the Nanny, thank you for listening so much.
Yeah.
Casey says, dig. Ricky says, yes, yes, yes. Andrew says, has a Milford and Sons feel. So I automatically dig.
Yes.
Does air banjo.
One of my favorites.
Travo says, yeah, sounds like prelude material. I dig it. And Crystal says, like.
There you go. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Speaking of prelude material,
woo!
We had a chance to catch up with Lisa Gungor last week before their show here in Albuquerque and talk to her. About worship in general.
Yeah.
What's going on with them? They have they were going through the I Am Mountain tour and started listening to the record, just you know, preparing, getting ready. And I'll tell you what, this song just punched me. I loved it. So I'll tell you right now,
man, that was a good interview too. We posted it.
She's great.
Yeah, we posted it on our website.
Yeah,
mystaticradio.com. If you get a chance, you should listen to that interview. It was super interesting. And they're a very interesting band. They get a lot of flack from the church sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it was good to talk to her. They're very honest. Speaking of getting flack from the church, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about another artist that you would never think
never
would get flack from the church.
Oh, but they getting it.
But this week, some interesting developments with Mercy Me. So we'll talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. That's
weird.
Called a tease. Right now, though, great new music from Gungor. The song is called I Am Mountain. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
I'm sick.
Yeah, you are. Static. Gungor.
I Am Mountain.
Yes, from the I Am Mountain record. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
What we got?
Well, your relative, Corey.
Chorus.
He says, is that a Fender Rhodes? Dig it. Kelson, so much love for this song. Ted says, liked it when I first heard it. They were amazing live. I always wanted them to bottle what they do in their live shows and put it on the record. With this song and this album, they get closer to that.
Cool.
Ricky says, nifty. Brian says, yes, over and over again, yes. TJ says, bury. Casey says, love it. Ashley says, dig. Matt says, I saw them play this live last weekend, and I had to ask, why isn't this on Static? Thankfully, you're on the trolley, though. Dig.
There you go.
A little more information about why it's not on Static. Let me tell you, friends, this album came out like in the fall or something.
Yeah.
Maybe in the summer. It was close to when I got here, and I went through and was going to find the new single, I Am Mountain, from Gungor to add. And then Celeste came in there.
Said, no!
She was like, no, Matt, don't put Gungor on Static. Don't do that. And now I know it's because she wanted to save them for the prelude.
Yeah.
That's right. Competition amongst the ranks.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We got them now, right?
I just got an update from KOAT. This just in from our dear friend Angela Brower.
Oh, our best friend.
Yeah.
She did a feature of us. It's fine.
You know, that one time when
we faced
bear
down
tried
a bear.
To attack us and we had to kill it.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well,
but
it was nuts.
Yeah. So,
skint it. Still wearing it.
This is 4 minutes ago, actually. Santa Fe schools closed.
Boom.
Santa Fe schools are now closed. So
there
an update for all you people listening in Santa Fe who are waiting for that 2-hour delay to end. Looks like it's not going to. Enjoy your freaking day. We are stuck at work.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
While you are stuck at home, not getting to go to school, you poor people, you get to help us with the music that we play.
And we're glad that you are. You know what that song reminds me of? And straight up, the first time I heard it, Africa by Toto.
Yep.
The boom, 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 the organ or whatever, the Fender Rhodes, whatever it is they're using.
It does sound, we started noticing a similarity.
We did a little A, B action.
Wait a second, yeah. Which isn't a bad thing.
No, not at all.
You just line that up next to each other. Can we just play this next for New Music Tuesday?
Yeah, why not? Get old Matty T and Matty Hoops up in there.
We got a submission, actually, from L.A. And I didn't put this in Locals Rule because they're not a local band, necessarily. But we got sent this. Somebody said, hey, have you checked out our band called Bad Sons? You may like this. They just wrapped up a tour with this little band called the 1975.
What?
Which I know,
man,
I know you love.
I want to put a 1975 song on this station so much, but it's either got language in it or you just it's completely unintelligible.
Right.
And you have no idea what they're talking about, so it's like, no.
But they groove.
But that's
they have jams.
I dig that band.
Oh, I know you do. You're the guy that buries the record into the ground for a solid month, and that's the only record you listen to.
But
thankfully,
it's so good, it didn't get buried.
Not tired of it.
I know.
So they just toured with them. They're on Vagrant Records along with former fans like Thrice. Anyways, they sent us some music, and this is not the single, actually, from Transpose, their new EP. The single's called Cardiac Arrest, and it's a great track, too. They have a new video for it, but, man, I was listening to this song, and it's incredible. The whole EP is fantastic. So if you're a fan of the 1975, buckle up. Great new band. They're called Bad Sons. The song is called Salt. Check out the lyrical content. It's amazing. I love it when artists are just real.
It's awesome that they sent it to us.
Yeah.
If you guys know an artist out there that's looking for radio play, then you should get them in touch with
us. So tell us what you think about this one. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
You're welcome.
That's a
You're
good song.
You're welcome!
You did it.
I did. I wrote it. I produced
it. You did the
it.
Whole thing. Man, we need to get back in touch with him and say thank you.
Yeah, dude. Bad Sons.
Do an interview with us.
That song is called Salt. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Ted says, Dig has a cool summer song pop rockish sound. Travo says, Diggeroo from me to you. Carly says, I like it. A different fun sound. Smiley face. Andrew says he loves their music, including Cardiac Arrest.
Yes.
Feel good sound makes you want to do a jig. I dig. Ricky says she feels like she's at the disco.
Okay.
It's aight. Joel the Nanny says it's pretty good. I dig it. And Brian gives it two thumbs way up.
We got an email from somebody said, hey, it's Duran Duran.
Hey.
Okay.
Compliment taken.
I love the sound that's coming around right now. And speaking of, good friend Luke White, he is the lead singer in a band called Atomic Tom, and he sent me a new single.
Yes.
I'm very excited about. I love these guys, man. Met them when they came through with Amberlin and Switchfoot, and just kind of kept in touch after that and went from New York. They were a New York-based band, now out in L.A., and I was kind of nervous, to be honest. Like, what's the sound going to be like when they move? And the first single, 1978, came out, and I was like, cool, man. And he sent me this. Song's called Music Makes the Heart Grow Stronger. Definitely that 80s feel. So if you like the last song, you're probably going to love this one. Brand new music from Atomic Tom. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party?
No.
Static. When everyone's against you, my friend. Where we were meant to be. Dude.
It's a good song.
Atomic Tom.
Atomic Tom.
Music makes the heart grow stronger. Love it. I love Luke's voice.
Yeah,
he's got a
cool
solid voice.
Very unique.
Yeah. So tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Unique New York. Casey says, woohoo, dig. Andre says, way dig. Tabitha says, I am loving this morning. You're playing some awesome new beats.
Awesome. Thank you.
Randy says, yes, dig. Joel the Nanny says, I like music that makes me happy, and this song did exactly that. Bill says, Atomic Tom is always a good bet. Mateo, take some Motrin. Thank you for the medical advice, Bill. I patiently await your license.
Yes.
Ted says, cool song, dig. And Patricia says, dig it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We only have two more for you. And it seems like the theme of the day is kind of that 80s electronic.
It is.
Kind of vibe, maybe some new wave in there.
Definitely made a comeback over the past few
years. It's not going to go away.
No.
So this one coming from the Zion record, you know, we added Relentless by Hillsong United, and it was a big dig.
It was.
And it's time. It has run its course.
The song itself has become slightly relentless. We've heard from a few people.
This song is called Up in Arms. Brand new to the station, not on the prelude. Take that, Celeste. I picked it.
Boom.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Hillsong United from their Zion record, which is one of my favorite records over the last year.
You like it?
I absolutely love it.
That's cool. The
song's called Up in Arms, and I'll tell you right now, being completely honest and blunt, I am not a super fan of worship records that are labeled such, that are just straight up, you know.
Yeah, me either.
It's very rare that it can capture me, because most worship records have a couple great singles, and then everything else to me just muddies together and it sounds the same.
I haven't really listened to a worship record since Sonic Flood. I'm not kidding. It's just, it hasn't been my, which is ironic because Waverly's biggest song was marketed as a praise and worship song.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never been somebody that can sit down, pop in a worship CD and just jam.
I'll tell you what, the Zion record, I can't remember the last time I bought this record, and so huge fan of their work. My favorite song in there is "Love Is War," but it's like an 8-minute song.
Wow!
So
that was actually good.
Yeah,
I think whenever there's a worship song that's now I love old hymns, like that's love those. But when there's a song like that that's a worship song, but it's very original and you know, and then a lot of the stuff like we've been saying that Celeste plays on the prelude.
Yeah, the prelude.
It's surprisingly, it's like, wow, okay.
It's different. What's happening right now.
I think because when I was in college, it was during the Passion movement, you know, so everything sounded like Chris Tomlin or Charlie Hall or whatever.
Christian Stanfill.
Early David Crowder. Like all of it. And it was all that, and they were all playing.
And they were all singing each other's songs.
Yeah, they were all playing Did You Feel the Mountains Tremble and all that stuff.
Howie Loves, This Is My Version.
Yeah. Like, and you know, that still happens.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Of course.
And if that's your thing, totally cool. It's just for me, I've never really been into that. So to hear a song like that, it's different. And I like it.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Phoebes, who I'm happy is chiming in. He says, I'm all for Hillsong on a limited basis, like once a week, perhaps Sunday mornings.
Boo.
Phil Peterson says, this song is relentless.
Ugh.
Joel the Nanny, I usually consider myself a 60s and 70s music fan, but I've discovered this morning that I like 80s vibe as well.
Really?
There you go.
Dean, you're going to love our last song.
Yeah, you are. Andrew says, oh, dig, Casey. Anything by Hillsong is an automatic dig.
Yeah.
TJ says, pretty soon we'll be up in arms about this getting played too much.
I see what you did, TJ. That was funnier than Bill's.
Well done. He got you, Bill. Checkmate.
So, you may have noticed during the Super Bowl, a commercial came on that happened to have one of the greatest rock bands in history.
Oh.
They teamed up with Bank of America and Red.
Yes.
And for 24 hours, they offered a brand new song for free. And every single person that downloaded the song from iTunes, Bank of America donated $1 to the Red campaign.
Yeah, not Red the band, the Red campaign.
Yes. And so, I am absolutely stoked when YouTube busts out new music. I cannot wait for their new record.
Yeah, and this song came on and Dawn started crying. And I was like, what's wrong? She said, that was just a beautiful song. The lyrics were so beautiful.
She's going to fight you later.
No,
she's
going to
punch
fun.
You later.
She loves it.
She doesn't cry. She's not a crier.
Yes, she
She's
is.
She's a strong-willed woman.
Are you kidding
She
me?
Never cries.
Have you ever met Dawn?
Yeah, she cries a lot. She cries a lot. Panda yesterday got her paw stuck in the Venetian blinds that we have.
Yeah.
And I she was almost inconsolable.
Oh, poor Panda.
Now I'm going to get punched.
Yeah, now you are.
Gosh!
You brought that on yourself.
I did.
I'm sick, so if I get punched, I can't really even feel it.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new YouTube.
Oh,
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. There is no them.
Powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you
that,
too.
That was the line that made Dawn sad and happy.
Yeah. Well, it's incredible. There's a few different ministries actually that have adopted that. Well, before the song, I should say, the they mentality, the them, I am they is a great one that took that upon themselves, because in ministry, a lot of times it's like, well, they'll take care of it. But there is no they. There is no them. I am they. Mm-hmm. And I love that attitude. And, of course, any time we have an excuse to play new U2.
It's going
to
happen.
Gosh, that song is incredible.
What if I'd have come up in here and I hated U2? How bad would that have been?
Well, I dealt with it for a year. Her name's Mitch.
Oh.
So you saw how that worked out. Disgusting. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding.
Did Mitch ever show up for work when she had the flu? I don't think so. She's probably smarter than me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystatic.
Well, let's see what the people say. Thebe says, a band that has been playing with the same lineup for 38 years. Hard to scoff at excellence. And yes,
agree.
You get a like on Facebook, Mr. Thebe.
And I got to tell you, what's incredible is the fact that they have been around for so long. And, you know, the Stones were putting out music for the longest time. And there were some hits and there were some misses. But everything that they've been putting out lately is incredible. U2, I'm talking about now. And it's unreal to see. Not only are they still a great band, they're excelling and they're making new music. And I love what's coming out from U2 right now.
Listen to what Bill says. Around 1983, I called a new wave station and requested Sunday Bloody Sunday and got chewed out by the DJ. He said, we're not playing any of that Jesus music. Beep. So I guess this is a dig. Because it's happening. And here we are 30 years later.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah! And I know that's 30 years later because I was born in 1983, Bill.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Man. You old, dude. You old. You're not old. I'm just kidding. Caleb says, you too dig. Isaac digs it. Joel the Nanny says, Steve-O, you were right, dude. I'm majority.
Maybe I'm majorly. Maybe that's what she
maybe.
Meant.
Maybe. Dig this song. Happy dancing.
There you go. You're well.
And then somebody put up a picture of an arcade game.
Yes. Wait, Dig Dug.
Dig Dug. Yes.
Good job, Ted.
Well done.
Good
You get a like,
job.
Too.
Yeah, you do. Oh, man. And that wraps up New Music Tuesday. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, we're going to talk about Bart.
We're going to talk about some stuff that, Bart from Mercy Me.
Yeah, frontman of Mercy Me, getting some serious flack right now.
Yeah, he posted something during the Super Bowl. We won't spoil it now, but he is getting some flack about it.
Yeah, so.
He even had to put up a retaliatory tweet.
Yeah, man, so he's hilarious. I can't wait to talk about this, so get your gloves ready.
Get them up.
We're going to discuss the controversy surrounding Mercy Me. And our dear friend Bart.
Yep.
Millard.
We don't know.
Millard. Millard.
The guy from Mercy
Millard.
Me.
Bart.
I can only imagine what's going to happen. You're welcome.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Welcome in to the post-Super Bowl show program of things.
Now, you guys, did you talk a lot about it yesterday?
Not a whole lot. I don't know if you know, but yesterday Mitch co-hosted the show with me. She's not really into football.
Yeah. I didn't know if maybe you tried or, you know, maybe it would have been a Bronco-like effort for you to try to talk football with Mitch, you know, whose vast no knowledge of football would have steamrolled your knowledge of football.
Gosh, it was so bad.
It would have steamrolled the conversation.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, and the Seahawks dismantled the greatest offense of all time, proving, once again, that defense wins championships.
Man, here's the thing. I'm not a huge football guy, and we all know that. But I really thought the Broncos were going to win because I've enjoyed watching that team.
Yep.
They're probably the best offense, whatever.
Yeah.
But, man, the Seahawks, it was just... It didn't stop.
It did not stop. And unfortunately, not the only thing that is getting steamrolled right now.
No.
We take you on the field to Mercy Me, who is playing the post-game show.
Good grief. I don't think I've heard this song in forever.
I know.
That's a good thing to say, because this used to come on every single day.
That's true. And I'm not going to lie. You know what? Finally Home, a song by Mercy Me, I will totally be... It's in the system because of me.
Really?
I bought that record. Yeah. He has a song called Finally Home, and I will say it's about talking to his daddy in heaven when he finally gets to see his dad again.
Whoa.
And so it's one of those very personal songs to me.
I see that.
But I don't run around slinging Mercy Me all the time. However, people have been slinging some hatred All right. In the way of mercy me, can we please get into this? By the way, phone lines are open. Let's have a grown-up-like discussion.
Let's try, people.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, but Bart, Millard, Millard.
We don't know.
We're back and forth. We really should talk to Dawn because didn't she do a bunch of, like, winter jam stuff?
Yeah, she knows him.
Bart?
I thought it was Millard, but Stever says he thinks it's Millard.
Yeah.
But anyway, and Dawn actually found all this stuff going on last night.
Yeah!
And she shared it on her whatever, and so now we've got it.
It all started just
Super Bowl
innocently
night.
Enough. Bart had been joking that Bruno Mars looked a lot like Russell Wilson. Talked about how he quickly changed from his Seahawk gear into the halftime show. But then made a comment saying, huge night for Bruno Mars on and off the field. Congrats. And it started as a joke because he photoshopped Bruno's face over Russell Wilson. They do kind of look alike. They really do.
Yeah.
But what came after was crazy.
Yeah, it got... Man, I hate this computer. I'm sorry. he posted this picture of Bruno Mars, and it's a joke. It's like Steve-O said, it's Bruno Mars in a jersey.
But, dude, we said it ourselves. Bruno Mars... incredible performance.
Killed it.
I like what a friend of ours said this morning, though. People were saying, man, it's about time. Family friendly. And he started off the set with...
little kids.
Your sex.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started off with little kids saying, I'm going to be a millionaire one day. And then the next song was, your sex takes me to paradise or whatever.
And so it's like, well...
And that is the thing that set so many people off when Bart put up something about Bruno Mars.
Great performance.
And that he just said, huge night for Bruno Mars, on and off the field, congrats. That's all he said. And you can go, I guess it's Mercy Me's Facebook. It's Mercy Me Music. But this just lit a fire in people, and Bart is getting so much crap for promoting non-Christian agendas and all this stuff now. Like, here, I'll read you an example. It is better to be silent than congratulate someone who promotes ungodly things, no matter how talented they are. So disappointed in seeing Christian artists whose music is used to usher in the glory of God, congratulating someone who is far from bringing people into God's presence. Promoting someone who promotes ungodly things makes those who look up to you think they may not be so bad and open the door to filling their spirits with things not of God. And then that comment has 34 likes. It's pretty crazy.
It got out of hand. People slinging hate back and forth. People saying, hey, he who's without sin cast the first stone. Jesus was a friend of sinners. And then people on the flip side are saying, you cannot promote this because by saying that this artist did a good job at the Super Bowl, you're saying that his lyrical content is acceptable. And we thought we'd open it up. We here at Static Radio do play mainstream artists.
And that's what I said when Dawn was finding. I was like, gosh, they'd love our station.
Yeah. Static.
What up,
Shane?
I was calling because I want to be a grown-up. Didn't you guys say if I called in, you guys could help me become a grown-up?
You got to be a grown-up about the conversation at hand. First question, did you watch the Super Bowl halftime show?
Yeah, dude. I thought Bruno Mars did a great job.
Wait. Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay, can you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Why
check it out.
All right.
I'm a Christian. Yeah, because, I don't know, man. I think sometimes we take ourselves a little too seriously, and my relationship with Jesus Christ, the fact that he died for my sins so that I could be forgiven, and,
incredible.
I have a relationship with my Father.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a conflict. I thought that Bruno Mars is an artist. It's art.
Yeah.
You know, and if it offends you, don't watch it.
Yeah.
And if it offends you, you know, don't listen. But again, I think we all have a personal choice to make as adults. You know, now I think it would be a whole separate issue. You know, I didn't have my kids in there, you know, down in front. Of course, they're really small. They really wouldn't care.
Right.
But you know, I think that as a parent, you would have to have some discretion there as to whether or not that's something you want to expose to your child to. But as an adult, you have your own choice to make. I thought Bruno Mars as an entertainer did a phenomenal job. I thought that his dancing skills were amazing. and it was a throwback to James Brown, you know, an homage to him and his talent, and you know, but yeah. So I don't see the conflict there, and I think this guy's probably being unjustly treated. That's just my opinion.
It's pretty interesting and kind of sad, some of the comments, reading them. And, of course, you can check it out on Facebook if you want to get really pissed.
Here's the thing to get technical. I think all too often we as Christians give ourselves a black eye.
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of comments are saying.
Yeah, like one comment from a girl named Amanda. She says, "This is why Christianity doesn't appeal to me anymore. I love God with all my heart, but these legalistic Christians make it so hard to be accepted into a Christian community. What happened to loving people the way Jesus did? Last time I checked, Jesus ate with non-Christians. He died for them, too. So who are we to judge? God calls us to love everyone, not just a select few who we think are good enough. So be quiet with your self-righteous attitudes. It makes the kingdom of God look unappealing to the people who need God's love." Just my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, and it takes me right to Paul, man. Not to kill this thing, but it's like, dude, Paul murdered Christians, guys. Right. You know? Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. he was a tax collector, dude, that I mean, he murdered human beings. Look, man, I mean, and Jesus loved him. This man went on to save, what, it's Phoebo, help me out, more people than, you know, as an apostle than anybody else he saw converted to Jesus Christ, you know, to Psalm saved. So
the Holy Spirit used him to write two-thirds of the New Testament.
I mean, so there you go. So, I mean, so for me, I think that there are, and that's just one of a myriad of examples,
right,
where Jesus Christ took people and used them for his own glory, the glory of God, man. So, yeah, dude, I think sometimes as Christians, not to kill it, like I said, but we just give ourselves a black eye, taking things a little too seriously. But, hey, listen, man, I love you guys, bro.
You guys
have a great day.
All right, man.
Later.
I mean, all right. He got comments from people such as, "Hitting the unlike button now, pathetic for promoting a cocaine user who sang about sex." And really, a song that promotes sex? Really disappointed in y'all. And then, let's see, up here there was another one.
You have to comb through because there are hundreds upon hundreds of comments at Mercy Me's Facebook page. All because, if you're just joining us, Bart, the front man of Mercy Me, congratulated Bruno Mars for his performance during the halftime show. And it went crazy. As a Mercy Me fan, I am disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff. So, all that happens. Okay, here's another one. "We are not supposed to support or love sin. Try reading some of his lyrics as I did. They are disgraceful. I'm very disappointed in your post." So, Mercy Me and Chris Tomlin, because apparently Chris Tomlin also put up and how he enjoyed the halftime show. So, Mercy Me and Chris Tomlin are both supporting the halftime show. "Yes, he is talented, but he sings secular music that clearly defies the word of God. I'm no Bible thumper, but geez."
Static.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey!
So, would it have been any different if somebody put on there, any Christian artist said, "Man, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were awesome," because they were.
Yeah, they were.
Even though they weren't plugged in.
But they were still sick, and a bunch of people on, you know, Facebook and stuff put stuff on like, "Oh, why do these men have to come out with their shirts off and blah blah blah?"
I wonder if somebody had posted something saying, "Man, the Seahawks are crushing it. The Seahawks are doing a great job," because that is a secular football team,
right?
That's not a Christian organization.
Hey, that's offensive to the Broncos.
Yeah.
So, even though, you know, they didn't play a good game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's offensive to the Broncos, how they played.
So, I agree. I think people can be too overly critical. Overly critical, and it's just, it's ridiculous. People need to grow up and stop. You know, trying to hold a human being on such a high pedestal in general, whether it be Bruno or Bart.
Yeah. I really thought Mercy Me got a pass, but I guess not. Apparently no one gets that. Or Chris Tomlin! Well, it's Chris Tomlin!
Yeah, here's the thing. Bart put up a rebuttal.
Yes, he did.
Because so many people commented, so he finally put something up.
Yeah.
He says, "Seriously, I love you guys. I really do. But you have got to find a bigger cross to die on. If me saying Bruno's performance was awesome can instantly tear down my 20 years of ministry, then I've been doing something terribly wrong. Oh, wait, I have been doing something terribly wrong. I live most of my life as a legalistic, judgmental, religious person. Not anymore, folks. I'm a huge fan of music, regardless whether Bruno misuses it or not. I'm a huge fan of sex. So is my wife. So is God, by the way, regardless of if the world abuses it. He's saying God's a fan of sex, too. He made it. I'm also a fan of the word of God, regardless if some of you people twist it to make a point. Hmm. In other words, I'm no longer living my life based on what people say or think about me. My plate's already pretty full adoring my wife and kids and relishing in the truth that there's nothing I can do great enough to make Christ love me more than he already does, and I can't be bad enough to separate myself from the spirit that dwells inside. So I'm going to live life like I can't screw it up. I can screw stuff up, sure, and maybe some of you think I've screwed this post all up. Ha! But that's okay, because grace works for even me.
Yeah.
And as far as all of us being judged by our Maker one day, that does not exist for the believer. There is and will never be any condemnation from Christ.
Amen.
When James talks about ministers or lead singers of Christian bands being judged more harshly, he ain't talking about in heaven. He's talking about being judged by the Jesus police who prowl Facebook waiting to pounce. Ha. So what do I mean when I say find a bigger cross to die on? Live life doing stuff that matters, like finding rest, knowing Christ has done the work for you. I'm telling you, when you truly taste grace, life is a freaking blast. To know a perfect Messiah came so we can have imperfect moments, like my Bruno worship, apparently, and still be okay, maybe the greatest news of all. Heck, if I'd known all of this was going to come out of what I posted, I would have posted Bruno Mars for president. I really appreciate you guys. I would not have spent 9 years writing this if I didn't. Welcome to the new Bart. And here's a sample of some lyrics from our upcoming release called Flawless. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless. Woohoo.
There you go.
And that is the end of his rebuttal.
Straight from the mouth of Bart. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yeah, how you guys doing this morning, man?
Can't complain.
Hey, yeah, me neither. I'm just driving, doing deliveries.
Nice.
But,
I just kind of wanted to comment. I just think kind of like this is the whole reason why, like this is the entire reason why people think Christians are like just judgmental and yep. hypocritical. And I mean, come on, dude, like he's they're holding up the guy from Mercy Me a little too high and under a microscope. Like if the dude can't compliment another artist on what he is good at.
Yeah,
I mean, he's paying him compliment. Well, I don't see the big issue into where, oh my God, now you're a sinner and you're a sinner worshiper, and that's just like, dude, I think all these people that are just so legalistic, they need to just really stop and really like I really think they have just this whole misconception of who Jesus was and what he did is because he didn't obviously you know it's like he didn't hang out with all the supposedly pure and upfront. People of the world. He was down there with the sinners and with the, you know, he was healing and I don't know, man. These people, they take one comment and then they just misconstrued everything, man. I just think, honestly, I think he should just be left alone, dude. Like, him paying a compliment to another musician for his artistry and for him liking the show, I don't think that makes him a sinner or that makes him bad or standing on the forefront for secular music. I think he's just paying homage to something that he really just thought was a good performance.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, dude, it just really bugs me, dude. It gets on my nerves because I see so many legalistic Christians out there that are just so meek. Like, they don't realize that, you know, like, the potential that the body of Christ really has and is. Like, they don't see that, and they just want to pick and choose who they want up there, and they want to make everything into a legalistic thing, like, oh, this person can't say this, and you can't say that, you can't glorify this.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I think Static Radio doesn't get the credit that it deserves, is just because too many people have so many opinions, and they're not doing anything. Well, you guys are out there standing on the forefront for Christians, and out there trying to, you know, win souls, and, you know, out there trying to, like, reach people. You got all these handful of people that are just standing there judging you for it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish those people would really take time to see the heart and passion of other people that are actually doing something in life while they're standing on the sidelines judging.
Right on, man. Thanks for the comments.
But yeah, dude, sorry. I hope I didn't take too much.
No,
you guys.
No, dude. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. If you're just joining us, talking about Mercy Me and Bart, frontman of Mercy Me, made a comment on Sunday that Bruno Mars, great job. Halftime show, and it spawned chaos.
Yeah, well, listen to this. And here's the thing. The tricky thing about this is,
I read through so many comments that unfortunately I see where people are. I'm starting
clashing.
To see. Yeah. Okay. Like, take this lady. She says, first of all, let me say that some of us can be fans of your music without putting you on a pedestal or a cross. I'm not disappointed in your points of view, nor will I quit listening to your music because of them. A little shocked? Yes. Because the material in Bruno Mars's music is nothing to celebrate. You can celebrate sex within the confines of your marriage. But when my 13-year-old is singing Your Sex Takes Me to Paradise, who is she singing it about? Isn't this why Paul admonishes us not to be conformed to this world? Do you celebrate Katy Perry the same way? Because let's face it, she's a very talented musician. So is Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus. But just because someone is talented doesn't mean that their music is worth listening to, especially when it draws people away from Christ. That doesn't make me legalistic, judgmental, or religious any more than it made Paul when he said that just because we can do something doesn't mean we should. And quite frankly, I am sick and tired of Christians who jump on the "you're so judgmental and legalistic" bandwagon when other Christians stand up for what is right. And if you think that music is not influencing our children, you need to wake up. I have two teenage children who would rather worship at the feet of One Direction than stand in the presence of Jesus. I have a daughter who can sing every single Katy Perry song and does very loudly, but who will stand in church with arms crossed, refusing to worship God. And this is a child who has been in church since day one. The world is pulling our children away from God, and here we are sitting back celebrating it because we don't want to be legalistic or judgmental or religious. Give me a break. So yes, I'm disappointed, but trust me, I don't have you or any other Christian musician on a cross. Hello, narcissism.
You know what pisses me off about that?
What?
As a parent, from one parent to another parent, do some freaking parenting.
Oof.
Talking about your child who's worshiping at the feet of One Direction and knows every single lyric for Katy Perry, they're obviously listening somewhere, and if you don't want them doing that, then maybe your kid shouldn't have that. If your kid really is so sucked into that and can't handle that type of thing, then how do they even know all the lyrics to all these songs? Did you provide the music for them to listen to? I wonder what we're cultivating in our children when we put certain boundaries. And yes, of course, we should have boundaries. Like my children are 10 and 8. There's certain movies that they are not going to watch, TV shows they are not going to be a part of. We're not going to take our kids out to some crazy parties where friends are drinking and getting stupid because we understand that we need to shelter them from certain things. However, on the flip side, we also openly talk about certain things. Bruno Mars' performance, they know what the lyrics of those songs say and why we don't necessarily agree with the lyrics, but also how, as a musician, what he did was incredible. Whether it be the dancing, the musicianship, they can still say, man, that was a great job. No, I don't necessarily agree with the lyrical content because I understand what sex is and why it's important for me to save it for marriage. But it just comes down to basic parenting skills. You know, if you're worried because your kid's singing every Katy Perry song and One Direction song and they'd rather do that than Jesus, that's a heart issue. And it's...
Well, this is the way I see it.
It begins
at
home.
Because now maybe you're sitting there saying, well, yeah, that's right. It begins at home, parents, and all that. But what about you, Static Radio? Why are you guys playing these songs from these artists that are clearly not Christian? Well, this is the difference in this station.
Yeah.
This is why it's so important to me. For too long, I believe that the church or Christianity, however you want to label us, we've walked around and we've been separating things into, like our friend from Paul says, clean and unclean, or good and bad, Christian or secular. And what's happened is our world has gotten to a place to where morality it hasn't been redefined, it's been completely undefined.
Yeah.
So now we live in this very, very relative place.
Yeah.
And if you walk around saying that that's not true, then you're obviously walking around with your eyes closed, because now literally you can be anything you want to be and it's celebrated, and that's a drastic difference. That's the world that we live in. Am I saying that's right? No. But what I'm saying is the purpose of this station is to take music, the one art form, okay? We take music and we say, hey, you're surrounded by this. Parent, your kid's listening to Katy Perry probably because she can't avoid it. You know, or One Direction because it's unavoidable. But hey, so instead of just like sectioning things off and saying, this is wrong, don't do that. This is right, do that.
you know, when it comes to art, like music or whatever, because let's face it, most Christian music is not up to par
at all
with most general market music.
Yeah.
It's just not up there. So you can keep your kid listening to Christian music for as long as you want to, and then one day your kid's going to hear something that's just genuinely better, and then your kid's going to be confused because it's not going to be Christian. But anyway, we're trying to get people to say, hey, wait a second, I can hear this song from somebody that doesn't even believe in God, doesn't believe in Jesus, and I can look through it, or look at that song and interpret it through a biblical lens, and I can see things in there, I can find truth in there, and I can give glory to God for that, without endorsing that person's belief, and without, you know, taking that into my spirit or whatever. Yeah. And no, it's not like you have to rely on the Holy Spirit to get you there. But isn't that what this is all about? A relationship with God to help you make decisions. You know, we got to get out of this mode of just sectioning things off and making it easier for ourselves. Cause that's not a relationship at all.
Yeah,
that's just following guidelines.
And as Bart said, the idea of taking scripture and twisting it's interesting because on one hand, they're quoting Paul saying, Paul said we got to do this. And on the other hand, part of the vision behind Static Radio comes directly from Paul in Acts chapter 17 when he is at the Areopagus and he's speaking to all of these quote-unquote pagans. And he's saying, hey, man, for in him we live, move, and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed his offspring. He was quoting Epimenides, a pagan poet who was... that was this incredible poetry about Zeus.
So we're telling you that pagan poetry is in the Bible.
And it's not like he saw the trailer on YouTube and grabbed onto that. He obviously had to have been read up on the poetry of the time. And so he used that to the glory of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing here. The phone lines are jammed. Let's take some phone calls. 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey!
Hey!
It's Andrew.
Hey, man.
I just thought I would call and make a few statements about the whole bar thing, you know, that's going on. You know, as a worship leader, we're held to specific standards, mm-hmm. and I understand that completely. And, I mean, when you are in front of a church, you know, you have a lot of responsibility and things that you need to say. But, you know, if it would make sense if it was a completely different scenario, like, oh my gosh, Bruno Mars, your Sex Take Me to Paradise song is my favorite song of all time. Yeah, maybe then would there need to be a little bit of some correcting from a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ or something like that, rather than, oh my God, you're such a sinner, blah, 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 for listening to Bruno Mars. And I don't know, I just see it as, you know, he made it safe.
Yeah.
The statement that he made it safe by saying, great job, that's all I'm going to say, and a picture that it's funny.
To me,
that's like nothing unless he would to go a completely different route with it and say, yeah, that's my favorite song of all time. You know, it just would make more sense for...
A little more ire or anger towards him.
I
know what you're saying. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Static! Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Oh, man.
Stage fright. It's okay. Happens to the best of us. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. You know, we are running out of show, which sucks because we could talk about this all day long. One thing I do want to point out. Let's take one call.
Last call.
Static.
Hello.
Hey, what up, dudes?
Hey.
Hey, man. Sorry for the double take, but I just wanted to say, dude, you know, we're friends, and that's true, you know. I worship next to you guys, dude. I do know you guys when you're not at the station. And I want this to come from a place of love, dude. And I'm not responding in an angry way to anyone.
Okay.
But I did hear what that woman said. And I just wanted to say to you, Steve-O, you nailed it. I mean, you stole my thunder, dude, because I was calling back in just to say, you know, way to shirk your responsibilities as a parent.
Yeah.
You know? And that largely is, dude, coming at anybody in a loving way. And when we don't do that, the message is lost.
Yeah.
You know, the word is lost, you know, when that happens. And I wanted just to say, dude, I'm really proud of you guys, dude, for responding in a loving way, man, because we're out here fighting, you know, fighting a battle.
Mm-hmm.
you know, a war like in Ephesians of principalities to some degree. So to that mother that on a lot of fronts may have a point, you know, it's like, dude, you know, I get that you're standing up for what you believe in and you're, and being a lukewarm Christian, I think is a huge battle to be fought, you know, and I commend her for not being that. For not standing by and saying, hey, I don't agree with this, so I'm not going to say anything about it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that she's saying something about it.
Yeah.
However, I think that you guys make a really valid point, and to her in the most loving way possible, as a parent of three and a 13-year-old, I say, man, we're really up against it in today's, you know, fast-paced, you know, instant gratification society when you can walk down the street and look through a window and see a commercial of something that, you know, we as a parent at home, while we're working a job trying to pay the bills, don't necessarily agree with.
It's true.
But again, I think you guys are 100% accurate when you say it's our job to shepherd these little people in the direction that we see as being godly and loving and true and honest and integral and beautiful, and the Bible obviously being the rule and guide to that. So I just want to applaud you two guys for doing a phenomenal job this morning and answering all that stuff.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. So I love you, dudes,
love
man.
You too,
have
bro.
A great day.
You. Shane. You know, I say it from a place of knowledge because that's the way I grew up. My mom, you know, it was like Sunday, you got to be in church, period, the end. And you know what? I come from, I'm the product of a single mom home. And my dad died when I was really young. And so obviously she had to work. She had to try and maintain this household and she was doing the best she could. However, it was Sunday school or Sunday service that was quote unquote, training me up in the way that I should go. Mm-hmm. Not my mom. You know, my mom was busy working, doing other things. But unfortunately, that 1 hour a week in Sunday school, parents, is not enough to cultivate anything in your children. We have to be active parents. We have to take charge and be a part of our kids' lives, because that 1 hour a week when they're standing there at church and they're not into it and they're crossing their arms or whatever she was saying, if that's the only worship, if that's the only God experience that she has, it's kind of no wonder, because on the flip side, you've got parents who are shoving them off places because they don't have time, and but they're solidly invested in their Bible study and they're hanging, doing this and that, and I just don't understand why my kids don't care. When was the last time you had a real conversation with your kids about these issues, about these things, and why it's important? Now, I'm of course generalizing here, as we all do, because as one person called earlier and said, "Man, Christians, I'm sick of the judgmental Christians." We're all judgmental.
Yeah.
Every time you are in your car and you're waiting, and you look to your left, and there's a homeless guy with a sign, and you lock your door and kind of turn the other way because you don't want to give him money or have change, that is a judgment call right there.
Or if you drive through a bad neighborhood.
We make these judgment calls every single day.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, there's a judgment call and we make them. So yeah, we are. But we also need to know what God's word says, because a big point that always comes across is don't conform any longer to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It comes from Romans chapter 12, and it's usually what's flung out when you talk about anything quote unquote secular. We can't conform to the patterns of the world. We have to put all that away, but then we make up our own definition of what that's supposed to be, the patterns of the world.
Yeah.
So my question is always, well, what are the patterns of the world? What do you think that is? Is it the clothing you wear? Is it the music that you listen to? The movies you watch? What is that intake? What does it look like? And so maybe you just need to define that or understand what God's definition is of it. Because in Colossians chapter 3, God gives a very clear definition of what it means to be earthly, whatever is earthly in you. And I want to read this, and maybe this is the way we end it, but we're called to put to death what is earthly. That is very, very true. So point taken. We should put to death whatever is earthly. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, God defines that in the very next sentence, because he says, put to death, therefore, whatever is earthly in you. And it's not cheeseburgers. It's not fast food in general. It's not Bruno Mars music. It's not any of those things. Here's what it is. Put to death, therefore, whatever is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry, because on account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these you two once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk, put it away from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, saying that you put off the old self with those practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, clean, unclean, secular, Christian, but Christ is all and in all. And I think that's it. You're right. We put up those clean and unclean, secular and Christian lines and use Romans 12 as this barrier to cut us off from the rest of the world and say, no, we can't engage in this. We can't enjoy Lord of the Rings movies because that's quote unquote secular. We can't take part in this kind of music because that's quote unquote secular. We can't play these video games. We can't read this magazine. And it's interesting when we have a clear definition and man, we do need to be putting off these things. And a big one that it says is slander. And how often do we slander our brother and make judgment calls and call somebody out and say, hey man, you liked the halftime show? And there's some hate filled posts on Mercy Me's Facebook page that are slanderous.
It's pretty ironic. And the thing is, you know, I think most people's hang up with this is when you start bringing this stuff up, like, no, you can't, you know, you have to just like everything you have to interpret, whatever. When you start getting into everything and people start talking about grace, well then instantly these red flags go up and people say, no, because then you'll start doing whatever you want.
Right.
You'll start doing whatever you want.
Man, but
it's funny because it shows you two things. Number one, it shows you what that person thinks about themselves.
Yeah.
And number two, it shows you that you're coming from a place of fear when you think that.
Yeah.
Because we're not telling you to go do everything. Yeah. And I don't think that's what Bart was saying. I think what he's saying is, you know, if you rely on the Holy Spirit, if you walk in the Spirit, then you'll do the things of the Spirit.
And you won't gratify the desires of the flesh if you walk in the
Spirit. You're not going to go around he's not going around saying, hey, this song about this girl's sex taking him to paradise is the best song ever, like our caller said. He's not even saying that. He said he had a good performance.
And he did.
And now people are saying, you are promoting an ungodly agenda. Those are two completely different things.
Absolutely.
And I do, it's a sad state because that sadly is what Christians are known for.
Yep.
That's what we're known for, people. We're known for our agendas. And as much as we talk about agendas coming after us, our agenda is usually super judgmental and super legalistic and it's super oppressive.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't have the answer. I'm just saying we need to talk about it.
I like Bart's response. You got to find a bigger cross to die on. Yeah. He starts it, and that's it. Find what are we hanging our hats on?
You know,
like we are going to be known for what we hate.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be known by our love. We're going to be known by something. And what is it that you are known for? What are you hanging your hat on? And what is the cross that you are bearing? Is it secular music?
So many times the things that we hang our hats on are the things that are easy for us to deal with.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about that.
Yeah. Now, I will also say on the flip side, if you have a personal conviction, if the Holy Spirit is convicting you in a way that says, I can't do this, I can't take part in this, I know my strengths, I know my weaknesses, and so I'm not going to watch this movie. There's a TV show out right now that so many friends are saying, dude, Game of Thrones, I'm telling you, it's one of the best shows, and I know that there's sexual content in it, so much so that I don't want to be tempted in that area.
Yeah.
I'm a dude. I'm visual. I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully after women, Job said. I want to maintain that covenant. Mm-hmm. And if Christian friends who say, dude, the show is great. Pastor's friends saying the show is great. And I still say I can't because I have a personal conviction. I will not in turn turn around and say, you are going to hell if you watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. You have made me stumble.
You have made me
stumble.
No, because it is my personal responsibility, and I know that I cannot take part in that.
Yeah.
But I will not judge you, and I will not say that you are condemned and going to hell because you watch a freaking television show on HBO.
We'd probably get rid of a lot of this stumble talk if we would take personal responsibility for our actions.
High five. And that, my friends, is what we learned today.
Man, I have the flu. What just happened? I feel like I blacked out for 3 hours.
If you missed any part of the show, it will be podcasted. You can find it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We got to try and get Bart on because I feel like we are kindred spirits.
Yeah.
I can't say kindred spirits.
Don't say
that. I mean, sorry.
You're promoting witchcraft.
Oh, crap.
Are you Katy Perry?
I just blew it all.
You've got a Templar cross on your face. Thanks for listening to the show, everyone.
Tomorrow we got a great show, Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah.
Pastor
maybe,
Nate, pray he's better.
Feeling better. Yeah.
I hope so. In the meantime, check out the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Thanks for all the prayers for Teo and Stever. We'll see you guys again manana for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.